and physically. I am so glad to be linked up with Affinity Whole Health because now more than ever, it's important to keep your mind and your body right. As we age, our testosterone level gradually decreases, and that can lead to increased fat, decrease in muscle mass, and mood swings. When I first got hooked up with Affinity, I had some of these symptoms and did a complete 180 in a matter of weeks. To get your free doctor consult and know your numbers, go to feelgreatcolumbus.com.
Amazon is now offering sign-on bonuses starting at $250 for a variety of roles near you. Now's your chance to earn even more. Sign-on bonuses offered on seasonal, part, and full-time jobs in West Jefferson. All you have to do is apply. Go to Amazon.com/OhioJobs. That's Amazon.com/OhioJobs. Applicable on start dates between September 6th and October 3rd. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now you can save on large whole seedless watermelons. They're a crowd favorite and on sale for just $2.88 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. Ohio State defensive lineman Haskell Garrett has been released from the OSU Wexner Medical Center today. This after suffering a gunshot wound over the weekend. Garrett is expected to recover from his injuries. The Cleveland Indians today dealt pitcher Mike Clevinger to San Diego along with outfielder Greg Allen and a player to be named later in a massive deal. Among the players the Indians get, pitcher Carl Quantrill, outfielder Josh Naylor, and catcher Austin Hedges. On the field, Cleveland at Kansas City tonight. Shane Bieber pitching for the Indians against the Royals' Brad Keller. Cincinnati Reds entertain St. Louis. Dakota Hudson pitching for the Cardinals against the Reds' Anthony DeSclafani. Former Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson passed away earlier today at age 78. He coached the Hoyas to three Final Fours in the 84 National Championship. This update brought to you by the Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit basementdoctor.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time to take a dip in the pool of stupid.
Yeah.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
She kind of looks like a sexy peacock. I like her.
When did you turn into, like, somebody's bawdy aunt? Who's like,
she looks like a sexy peacock. It's a compliment.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
It's like something a 70-year-old aunt from, like, Detroit would like,
she looks like a sexy peacock.
I did order a Christmas tree off QVC and watch a Hallmark movie.
We're going to drink slits and go eat some corn dogs.
She's a sexy peacock.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Leanna Ray on traffic.
You know I hate you guys, right?
And all the weird sounds the internet has ever made.
Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day.
The only one I've ever met that can handle my junk stuff flaps all over the place.
Does that make any sense to you?
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man. Welcome back.
We have a show. I've got it all pent up. It's all backed up. It needs to be released.
Yeah.
I'm like Old Faithful.
Doing 3 hours of White Sox talk right here, right now. You're so excited. Your team's rolling. You got a no-hitter last week when you were gone.
Whatever.
My God, you're probably on cloud nine.
I've watched 5 minutes. Let me tell you. I don't know if it's going to change next year, the year after, where I have my baseball pom-poms on again and... You know, I'm the biggest cheerleader here on this radio station. I try and shove baseball talk down your throat when nobody cares. But I'm that person that doesn't care. And by the way, I still don't care. My team is a first-place team, and I still don't care. I got the call last week. I was laying on the couch with Kristen. It was like 10-something. We're watching a 20-year-old rerun of Friends on Nick at Night, and I get the text that my guy, Lucas Giolito, has a no-hitter going into the ninth inning. So I flip it on, I watch him get the three outs. As soon as he gets the three outs, I flip it right back to the 20-year-old rerun of Friends, and I think nothing of it. I got no enjoyment out of it. I got no excitement out of it. That's where I am with this baseball season this year. I have a twinge of excitement today, not because of the actual game, but because I enjoy to see transactions pop up on my screen. Yes, by the way,
some of those.
When the trade deadline hits at 4, we're going to do nothing but just digest all the trades in the 4 o'clock hour.
Every single trade.
Right, even the insignificant ones. Korean baseball trades, too, in the 4 o'clock hour.
We're going to cover designations, so anyone that's been sent down, that's been like sent back to their whatever they're not, it's not the minors, but they're
the training sites.
Yeah, they're getting sent back to their training sites. We'll do that. We're just all in on transactions today on the radio.
Well, we did have a big one. We had a big one with the Indians shipping out Mike Clevinger. He goes to San Diego. San Diego, by the way, and A.J. Preller, they're just wheeling and dealing down there, turning over pretty much the entire minor league system. But they have improved their baseball club. They're in it to win it. And they're breaking all the unwritten rules of Major League Baseball by just Fernando Tatis Jr. hitting grand slams when apparently he should be just grateful to be in the batter's box.
How dare he swing at baseballs that are thrown right over the heart of the plate.
And how dare, what are they, in second place? Second place baseball team in the San Diego Padres have the gall to make all these showy moves.
Don't they know they're only one of like four National League teams with a winning record right now? They're pretty much lapping the field here, Mike, because they're one of the few teams with a winning record. Why would they think they should get better? They are. They're just show-offs. They're, you know, Slam Diego, that's what they're doing. They're just flipping bats and making trades. How dare they?
So Mike Clevinger goes to San Diego. Look, here's my problem with this. And maybe Indians fans will look at this and say, hey, man, it's essentially a 6-1 deal. So we'll take the volume and we get rid of a guy that lied to the team and lied to the players and fell out of favor and all of that crap. All of that is true, by the way. There is a chance that, like, Oliver Perez and his gang of merry men stood up in the clubhouse and said, we will not play another inning as long as Mike Clevinger is on this club moving forward. I don't think that's the case because these guys want to win a World Series and Mike Clevinger helps them do that. I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with this trade if the Indians were a third or fourth place baseball team and he's a pain in the ass and let's just get what we can get for him and cut bait and get him out of here. But they're not. They're a first place baseball team. Let me ask you this question, Bone. Do you think there's any way they take some of the six they just got back in this deal and make a move before 4 o'clock to get themselves a better guy in return that can help this season? Is there any way they're going to do that?
I would
Slim
be very
to none,
shocked.
Right?
Very shocked.
Slim to none.
That.
So you gave up a guy who on his best day has number one stuff, but probably is going to slide into a number two or number three starter for the rest of his career. You gave up a guy who you have 2 years of control over after this season for the 7th-rated prospect in the Padres organization and the 9th-rated prospect in the Padres organization and the 10th-rated prospect in the Padres organization. So, yes, on paper, you have 3 top 10 prospects on one of the deepest farm systems in Major League Baseball. Well, before they made all these moves, one of the deepest farm systems in Major League Baseball. But the reality is, you didn't get that stud guy included in this deal. If I'm going to trade Mike Clevinger, if I'm a first place team who thinks they can win the World Series this year, and by the way, why don't you? If you're a first place team, if I'm a first place team, I want to be assured that I'm getting a stud back in return. Now, I know nothing's 100% because prospects are never 100%. And I know the Indians have a wonderful track record when it comes to trades. But if I'm just an impartial observer looking at this, I'm not an Indians fan. I'm not a Padres fan. I don't care about either of these teams. I'm looking at this trade and I'm underwhelmed.
Yeah, well, I think that's the nature of anything that the Indians do when it comes to trades, because oftentimes what you have with the tribe is this cyclical effect. Like, I just saw it today where part of the trades they made, they got, what, 2 shortstop guys, prospects
yes,
back?
Yes, 2 of them. The 7th guy in the organization, Gabriel Arias, is a shortstop, and then Owen Miller, he is the 10th-rated prospect.
Yeah, and go figure, you're about to lose a shortstop because they're not going to pay Lindor. And these are the types of deals that when you see that happen, you go, oh, okay, they're getting some guys in the pipeline to come back up. And then what happens? If one of them turn into a great player, you're going to be in the same situation in 5 or 6 years. You know, like, that's the problem, I think, for Tribe fans and the frustration with an organization that's run like that. They're not the only one in baseball that does this, but it's frustrating when you root for a team like that where you think, all right, if players develop and are good, as a lot of the players they've dealt over the years have come up through their system, right? They've developed this talent, they've brought them up, and then they ship them out first chance they get. Well, not first chance, but oftentimes they ship them out at inopportune times, like this one, where you're in a season where...
And you're in first place? Yes.
You're in first place, but not just in any old season, right? I think you could even acknowledge that maybe in a different Major League Baseball season, the grind is going to wear down a team, that maybe the Indians roster isn't as deep as some other rosters. And come playoff time, it's probably more likely that those bigger, better teams are going to get the job done. But as we have talked about, this whole series or this whole season is going to be so weird because it's a shortened season and you've got a bunch more playoff games. There is a chance for chaos and your roster could have handled that. Not that losing Clevinger is just going to break everything down now all of a sudden. Oddly enough, I mean, they've got more pitching than they know what to do with.
There's no such thing as that, by the way.
Well, I know, but that is one of the position groups where you look at with the Indians and say, it's staggering the amount of pitchers they have that they were actually saying we might have too many and we're running thin on being able to fill out, getting everyone in there at the same time and everybody getting enough starts. Like, they have built that pitching rotation up amazingly well, given the fact that, did you know this? Clevinger going out the door, he's the last guy as a pitcher who was on the roster for the World Series in 2016. That's how much turnover they've had. Yeah. And yet you look at their pitching staff and say, my God, they've got arms everywhere, at least in the starting rotation. So it's not as if that's the biggest loss in the world. It's that you didn't get the things back that would fix your ball club immediately. Or at least if they are in this trade, then the Indians have soothsayers in their front office. Because to most people observing this, it does not look like, yes, they got a great win now deal. They got a deal that's going to fill out your roster and have guys that will probably be good over the next few years and continue to have you being a humming along decent playoff team every year. But does that mean you're going to get over the hump and get to a World Series? I guess that's the frustration I would have if I were an Indians fan.
Well, there's a couple different frustrations. The first frustration, I think, is maybe that there's not that stud prospect in this deal. I think the second frustration is that we're talking about, well, they didn't get what they should have gotten from Mike Clevinger, when in reality, we should be talking about this team buying at the deadline, right. Not yeah. selling at the deadline, because they have a chance to win the World Series.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I don't, in this season, right, the Padres model makes so much sense to me. Now that they're going to win the World Series, they're still, I mean, they've got the Dodgers in their own division, for crying out loud. That's a much deeper team than even the Padres are with all these new additions. But let that Padres team get hot at the wrong moment for everybody else they're playing. You know, let anybody they're going up against get an injury here or there, and suddenly they could find themselves in a World Series. That's how weird this year is. They have gone in on this and said, because they don't have, Mike, everyone's talking about, oh, their minor league system's been depleted now. Oh, did they have a bunch of 35-year-olds rolling out in the lineup every day?
No, they have, all their studs are in the show now. They haven't had to touch that core at all. And yes, they've made a dent in the minor league system, but their system was so deep, they're probably middle of the road right now, even with all these moves they've made.
Yeah. If they had, Mike, like, the veteran-laden lineup, and then they went and did all this, I think I would be a little more frustrated for the Padres if I were a fan of theirs. But they didn't. They are a young team that is coming on right at the correct time, and they're leveraging some of their deep minor league system to add to that. The Indians just don't ever seem to do that. They seem very content to give a few pieces away, grab a few more pieces back. Those pieces will come along, and as soon as they get good, they'll have them for a couple years, you'll get to know them, you'll be excited, and then you'll deal them again. And it just is frustrating because you're not seeing this team ever make the moves that you would expect them to when they are close enough to justify going out today, close enough, they're in first place. They are close enough to being a World Series contender to justify going out today and adding a piece or two, and you're right. Instead, they're trading someone away for prospects.
Right. As an Indians fan, I feel sorry for you, Indians fans, because you have to put yourself in a position now where you're breaking down a trade that doesn't make you better today, even though you're a team that deserves to be better today. You know, if you're a Padre fan, you have to be over the moon today. You have a young team that you're excited about watching. They finally changed the uniforms back to brown, right, for this season, yeah. Which, what can Brown do for you? Mash the baseball with Fernando Tatis Jr., my guy. And then they go out today and do everything they possibly can. They have sent the message to you, right or wrong. We'll judge this in a couple of years. They have sent the message to you, We're in it to win it, and we're not satisfied with just being a couple games over 500 in the National League. We want to win the World Series. The Indians have sent the exact opposite message to their fans over and over again. And by the way, I am aware of the economic ramifications of some of these deals. You can't sign Frankie Lindor. They're not going to. But you had 2 years of control on Mike Clevenger after this season, and I think there was a better deal to be had. It didn't have to be now.
Yeah, it's especially frustrating that if you want to talk about baseball moves you could make, dealing Frankie Lindor last year would have been one that probably gets you more of a return if that's all you're after, right? I mean,
yes.
I think dealing pitchers is going to not be the way to get the prospects back you're looking for. So, yeah, enjoy. You've had Frankie Lindor, which fans would have been mad about that too, but if they'd have dealt him, maybe then you have the prospects and you have the things to make the moves now that would have allowed you to try to keep being a contender. I know that he's a big part of why you're a contender, but it's got to. I'm so frustrated for Tribe fans today. I don't feel like you got a good end on this deal, and it sucks.
Trade deadline is 45 minutes away from now. We'll keep you up to date. Ohio State defensive tackle Haskell Garrett released from the hospital today. We'll give you the latest coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an earlier incident has cleared from West Broad Street at Central Avenue, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. Plan on some residual backups in this area, about a 5 to 10 minute delay as traffic continues to clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples helps your business from office essentials to health essentials at all amazing prices. This week, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends October 31st. Some exclusions apply. Limit one per customer. See store or visit staples.com/signage. For details. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic sponsored by Roosters. Be sure to visit Roosters for their award-winning wings, salads, subs, and so much more. Safely open for dine-in or carry-out. Roosters, a fun casual joint.
I'm Jason from Brewery Vivant, and Grand Rapids is open.
I'm Debbie from Rosie's Place, and Indianapolis is open.
Business owners are doing more than reopening their doors. They're helping reopen America.
This is Wee from Falangtang, and Cincinnati is open.
Huntington is one of the top small business lenders in the country for a reason. Small business drives America. They've given us everything they've got, so let's show them our support.
Traverse City is open.
Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia. On Route 23 and Lewis Center, 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down, 84 months at 4.19% APR, plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
If you're a commercial building owner, you know the headaches broken doors and locks can cause. The Flying Locksmiths have been trusted by building owners and tenants like you for over 70 years. Everything from door repair and replacement to access controls and CCTV cameras, as well as traditional locksmithing services. The Flying Locksmiths of Columbus can handle all your physical security needs. Text or call 800-649-KEYS or go to flyinglocksmiths.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
I'm not dancing to Pony. If my wife wants to like twerk on the dance floor, I'm sorry. No, we're not doing that. We have children.
Bishop and Lauren Nice.
Presented by Window Nation.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan.
It's easy to get all the best groceries in town in one trip when you shop at Meijer. Find everything your family needs. from fresh produce to everyday products at low Meijer prices. Save with thousands of weekly deals going on now, like 80% lean ground beef for $1.88 per pound, or locally grown Michigan or Indiana large whole seedless watermelons just $2.49 each. Get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place, at Meijer. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
I filled this pickup at BP with Amoco Ultimate. We'll go up to 25 miles further per tank on the highway than with regular fuel.
Up to 25 miles?
Yep, we're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
I just said.
We're gonna make it!
Drive up to 25 miles further per tank with Amoco Ultimate with Invigorate. Available at BP and Amoco stations. Based on median difference between 93 octane Amoco Ultimate and 87 octane minimum detergent E10 fuels and late model full-size half-ton pickup trucks using EPA highway driving cycle. Assumes 100% of fuel and tank will be used. Results will vary based on what you drive, how you drive, and other factors.
I've been doing this for almost 35 years. I learned everything from my grandfather. We still do everything old school. We do things the way I was taught to do them. We take care of our employees. We take care of their families. We take care of our clients. That's part of running a good business. We will always do business the right way, which I feel is the only way.
Visit Rosati Windows and save 35% on all windows.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
At Encova Insurance, we're committed to leaving a lasting impression in all communities we serve. We support local causes that mirror the values and interests of our associates, agents, and policyholders. We partner with organizations that are dedicated to improving lives. We are committed to building something greater than ourselves, encircling our communities with strength and support. We are Encova Insurance. Learn more at encova.com.
Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Trade deadline day, Major League Baseball trade deadline day, 4 o'clock, so we'll keep you up to date. Mike Clevinger going to San Diego in a deal that underwhelms me. And by the way, I'm fully aware that the Indians have a track record of winning these trades. And perhaps they do win this trade. But you know what they probably won't do? Because they're sitting on their hands again? Win the World Series. And yeah, that pisses me off.
I don't know that winning a trade every time is really the thing you want to hang your hat on if your team has not won a World Series in, well, God, what is it, nearing 80 years? I mean, I know they obviously were in the World Series. We're all aware of how that went. But, like, this is not a franchise that should waste opportunities when you've got a good playoff team on your hands, which they do about every year now. Vast improvement, right? That's way to go. Good job. That should be applauded more than it is. But you can't blame Indians fans for saying, all right, we've got a good playoff team on our hands, and yet we find ourselves more often than not talking about if we want to trade or not when it usually involves one of our studs going back for prospects. And that's not – if it were the other way around, I think Tribe fans would feel a little bit better. But more often than not, it feels like they're the ones dealing the stud player to a team that wants to win, and they're getting back prospects because they want to keep being able to make the playoffs. But how do you get over that hump?
I was so excited to jump on and poke holes in this Mike Clevinger trade. I forgot to set up the show today. We have Bone of Education coming up at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. This is the final week of Bone of Education. This is the climax of Bone of Education.
That's a way to put it, yeah.
I'm hoping for big things from you.
Well, this week I thought I was mostly, you know, what do you do the last week of school? Because Bone of Education for me is kind of like school. There's like a homework assignment every day.
These are going to suck. We're going to watch a movie during Bone of Education?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have senioritis. No, what I actually thought, though, is I'm going to do things that are no-brainers for me. Things I already know a lot about and I already have a big passion for. So this week it's just going to be stuff that I really like. So all today right. we're doing the Dodge Viper, the history of the Dodge Viper. Are you familiar with that car, Mike? The Dodge Viper? You've seen them?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never driven one.
I have driven one, and they are they're all they're cracked up to be. Okay. They're crazy. But anyway, we're going to talk about Dodge Viper today. That's what we're doing in Bone of Education.
All right, Bone of Education. We have a brand new, albeit hastily put together, segment that we're debuting today at 5:34. It's the debut of a brand new segment called Yikes.
Yikes.
Yes, yikes. I have it with an exclamation point here on my sheet. What is Yikes all about? Well, you'll have to tune in at 5:34 to hear it.
Mm. Yeah, who knows? Could be anything. Could be anything.
And I have a feeling when you're done, you'll be underwhelmed.
Ah! No. You may,
yikes.
You may find yourself going, yikes. Bad.
Yikes. I remember when this show was good. Whenever that was. Ohio State defensive tackle Haskell Garrett. I woke up on Sunday morning and I saw that he had been shot in the face. So that's no good. He was released from the hospital today. That's good. There weren't a lot of details about this. The initial report was he was shot in the face. It was like 12:30 in the morning on Sunday morning on campus. I want to say Chittenden and Grant. And they found him at an apartment. The police followed the trail of blood because there was a report of a shooting. They followed the trail of blood. They found Haskell Garrett in the apartment. They took him to the hospital. That's what was the news for like a day and a half. Now it just comes out that he apparently, according to the police report, The Athletic has this, he was walking outside. This is 12:30 in the morning on Saturday night / Sunday morning. Observed a male and female arguing and being aggressive. So he went after the male and told him to stop arguing with the female. The male then turned towards him, pulled out a handgun, and fired, hitting Garrett in the face.
Oh, God.
Garrett then stated he ran south on Grand Avenue towards his friend's apartment. Officers said they responded to a report of a shooting at 12:28 a.m. on Sunday. They found blood and a 9mm shell casing in the street and followed the blood trail back to an apartment where they found Garrett. Police interviewed two additional people at the scene, including Ohio State linebacker Pete Warner. He was involved in this, or at least he was at the scene. He was at the apartment.
When they say at the scene, I'm guessing they mean the scene where they found Haskell Garrett, because that is probably, maybe he's a roommate, I'm guessing. I don't know.
But anyway, they don't say they have anybody. They haven't arrested anybody in this. They don't have any suspects in this. I would assume this would be like a big-time investigation, right? I mean, you're talking about a guy who tried to kill somebody else and shot him in the face. Well, this is going to be one of those situations where it's like, you're out at 12:30. Don't be out at 12:30. See you later. It's not going to be one of those deals.
Yeah, usually if someone gets shot in the face, the person who pulls the trigger goes to jail. There are occasional exceptions, and I'll leave it there. But usually if someone gets shot in the face, someone else is found and they go to jail. So let's hope that happens in this case, and whoever it was that did this is put away for a long time. Because you're right, Mike. I mean, I don't know how you would frame that other than attempted murder. You shoot a gun at someone, it goes to their face. That is very close to everywhere else. I don't know. You shoot a gun at someone anyway, period. Done. If it's in any way other than, you know, self-defense, which maybe that's what this person's going to claim if they're caught, but I don't know, that would not seem to be able to be argued very well. It doesn't sound like there was any other gun involved than the one who shot Haskell Garrett. So,
we're not lawyers. Self-defense. Why do you have to say that all the time?
Because we aren't.
During
I just want people to know.
Week and some change off, I actually did take some law classes, so I will tell you my legal advice is.
Yeah.
You know, this guy will probably say, well, I felt threatened because, you know, Haskell Garrett is a huge mang. Mm-hmm. And he was coming at me. Assuming this is the story, right? This is the story that was told to the police. I have no reason to doubt the story.
No, I don't.
But it's not like the first thing that shows up in the police report is automatically always the truth.
No, I know. Shot in the face is the part that just... There are a few phrases that make me cringe more than a phrase like that one. I can't imagine the Yeah, I can't imagine getting shot.
Well, he was released today, so...
Yeah, no, that's great. It's great to hear that he's able to go home after something, walk away from it at least, and get back to his apartment and then be found and be helped. But yeah, just a scary situation, man. You hope everything works out.
Another top college football player says no thanks to the season. Details coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident blocking the left lane of State Road 315 southbound before Kinnear Road. This is an injury accident. Traffic is stop and go from Lane Avenue and building in this area. Plan about a 10-minute delay as they try to get this clear and use caution over here. This traffic report is sponsored by Wendy's. Wendy's is adding more spicy chicken you crave to the 4-for-4 squad with the addition of their new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. Snag it with nugs, fries, and a drink. Meal deal for value items only. Price and participation may vary. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan traffic sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. During these difficult times, BMI Federal Credit Union is here to make your financial life easy. Visit BMIFCU.org today.
It's always smart to shop at Diamonds Direct, but right now it's smarter than ever with 5 years zero interest financing and no money down on any purchase. No kidding, it's the best offer ever. Keep your money and finance the entire purchase, even the tax, for 5 years without paying a dime in interest. Get a $10,000 certified diamond for only $168 a month. I'm telling you, this makes fine jewelry more affordable than ever. It's definitely the smart way to buy. On approved credit, details at DiamondsDirect.com.
On Polaris Parkway.
Welcome to Tire Discounters. Oh, hiya, Phantom.
I'm worried, Mike.
Yeah?
With all that's going on in the world, people are forgetting about the importance of alignment.
I know. What, with Michelin's up to 150 off?
That's not what
and
I
Coopers,
meant.
You can save up to $220 on those right now.
A free alignment with standard four-tire installation is too important to... Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, up to 150 off Michelin's and up to 220 off Coopers, plus a free alignment.
Alignment. So crucial.
Phantom, 6 feet apart.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Does your water smell or taste bad? Do you have a chalky white residue on your glasses or silverware? Well, if so, that's because you've got some funk in your water, and Kinetico wants to help you get the funk out of your water right now. For a very limited time, you can get $1,000 off a Kinetico Premier Series water softener or $700 off the revolutionary K5 drinking water station, the one I have in my house. Visit KineticoColumbus.com for more info. And tell them T-Bone said to get the funk out of your water. With Connecticut.
Need your fantasy football itch scratched? D. Biddle and Scotty Vegas host On the Money, Sunday mornings at 11.
Sponsored by Bud Light. Brewed for a crisp taste.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand names number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Amazon is now offering sign-on bonuses starting at $250 for a variety of roles near you. Now's your chance to earn even more. Sign-on bonuses offered on seasonal, part, and full-time jobs in West Jefferson. All you have to do is apply. Go to Amazon.com/OhioJobs. That's Amazon.com/OhioJobs. Applicable on start dates between September 6th and October 3rd. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
It's easy to get all the best groceries in town in one trip when you shop at Meijer. Find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to everyday products at low Meijer prices. Save with thousands of weekly deals going on now, like 80% lean ground beef for $1.88 per pound, or locally grown Michigan or Indiana large whole seedless watermelons just $2.49 each. Get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place, at Meijer. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Buckeyes, Jackets, hard-hitting talk, and Rothman saving dogs. You know, just a typical day at a sports radio station. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Man and Bone, sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. You know, on my vacation, Bone, and when I say vacation, I mean just like sitting in the house.
Yeah, right. I figured.
I had an opportunity to listen to a lot of our new morning show, Morning Juice, here on The Fan.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it greatly. And I can't believe it's taken us so long to get live and local in the morning, but I'm glad that we're there. And the thing that I like about that show, you know, because people talk to me about the lineup, right? You've got like super fans for each of the individual shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some casual people that sort of listen to all the shows all day. But the thing that I like about our lineup that we have here, and Platinum Fox, the big boss, hasn't told me to say this. I'm just saying it. We have sort of different, we have different tastes for everybody. Maybe a particular show is not your cup of tea. But that's why we have a lot of different shows on this radio station. We're talking to Samantha now about how everybody's different. Different skin colors, different personalities, different interests, all that stuff. And the thing we always hammer home with her is, if we all looked the same and all did the same stuff, life would be kind of boring. I know you probably love this show if you're listening to it. Either that or you're just an idiot. But if every single show on this channel sounded like Common Man and T-Bone, what a horrible radio station that would be.
Yes.
So I'm glad that we have a variety for everybody here on The Fan.
Yeah, those guys do a good job. And if you are ever in need of needing like perked up in the morning, there that is a high energy show going on in the mornings.
Well, because they've been working out since 3:30 in the morning. Then they just sit down to a radio show at 6.
I know. And I feel like we dropped this bomb on Beamer because now Beamer is on that show with two guys who are working out like relentlessly. And not that Beamer doesn't work out. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does something.
He does not work out.
Okay, but Beamer is like he's become accustomed to our way of life at the station, which is you kind of relax, you chill out, you don't do anything, you let life flow over you, and it molds you into the little smooth rock that it eventually does. The waves of life cresting over you just kind of turn you into this smooth, bulbous rock. That's what we all are at the station. We're all just kind of bulbous masses. And then these guys walk in, and they're all like doing, yeah, you know, SEAL teams do these workouts, but we can do them twice as fast. And that's what Beamer's working with now. So he's got to, you know, up the energy. He's got to come into it every day and probably drinking pre-workout. I don't know what you do, but he's got to get ready for it. So I'm sure it's a big energy boost for Beamer, but he's doing a great job. They're all doing a good job. So
Morning Juice is the name of the show. It's from 6 to 9 weekday mornings right here on The Fan.
I like watching dudes.
Right.
Shrikes. You tell him, Shrikes.
Another big-time college football player has opted out of the upcoming college football season. LSU receiver Ja'Marr Chase says he's going to enter the draft. I think he's like fourth overall on Todd McShay's list of pro prospects, so he's a definite first-round pick.
It's 1,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, and won the Biletnikoff last year. Pretty good.
He's pretty good. He's all right.
As Les Miles told us last week, and you missed this, he said that players who opt out of the season, now I know he doesn't coach at LSU anymore, he's coaching at Kansas, but former LSU man Les Miles would say that Ja'Marr Chase opted out of the season and opted into the virus. That's what he said, was that if you opt out of the season, you're opting into the virus. You're opting to go out into the world and get yourself the virus. So I don't know
what any of that means, but I will say this, man. Look, from a fan perspective, let's assume my favorite college football team is playing football in the fall, which, by the way, as of now, they're not. Mm-hmm. But if, let's say, Ja'Marr Chase played on the Buckeyes and he's my guy, would I be disappointed that he's not coming back to play this year? Yes, I'd be disappointed from a fan's perspective. I want my team to be as good as possible all the time. But let's look at it from his perspective for a second. he is a guaranteed, unless he kills himself in some sort of training routine, right? He is guaranteed to be a first-round pick. He just won the national championship.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, man, I got to come back and win that ring and prove myself and all that. You just said it. 1,700 yards, won the national championship, and is guaranteed to be a first-round pick. Who wouldn't make this move? I would if I were him.
Yeah. Honestly, I think a guy who wins a national championship, and as a receiver, it depends on your position, I guess, but as a receiver, you put up 1,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, you win the college football award for best receiver in the country, and then you do that with a historically great quarterback in Joe Burrow in the season he had, it could be argued that part of Joe Burrow's success may be attributable to having a guy like him. You could at least see how that argument could play out on either side. There's an argument to be made that Ja'Marr Chase maybe should have opted out anyway, because if he's going to, he's probably already at top five status as far as a pick. And then I don't know that what are you going to go up to number one as a wide receiver? Get out of here. No one in their right mind is taking a receiver number one with the quarterback talent that's going to be on the board. So I'm saying in his situation, even if there wasn't coronavirus, other than just coming back for the boys and coming back for the camaraderie and all that stuff, there would be no legitimate reason for him. His tape is already there. He's not one of these guys who could improve his draft stock. I don't think there's anything he could do to make his draft stock better, Mike. What else would there be? You put up 2,000 yards receiving? They're going to make you the number one pick? No. You win another Biletnikoff? They're not going to make you the number one pick. You could win the championship again. You've already done that. Nothing would move him up any higher, I'm guessing. So, yeah, it's clearly a no-brainer here to opt out given all the other uncertainty around this season. But I didn't know that that's who you were going to necessarily talk about right off the bat. Because
who did you think I was going to talk about?
Well, there's Kenneth Gainwell from Memphis, he's one of the better, you know, like all-purpose guys, catches the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, he's like
put up a lot of yards.
Borderline first-round pick, right?
I mean, yeah, he had 1,400 yards last season, had over 600 yards receiving, scored 16 touchdowns. And Memphis last year, you might remember, was pretty good, and he was one of the reasons why. But Kenneth Gainwell, he opted out of the season, and that's who initially I thought you were talking about. But he opted out because I think he's got like 4 or 5 family members who tragically have died from COVID.
Oh, no.
So he just said, like, I'm not touching any of that. Like, I don't have any desire to do this. And so no one could blame him for that. But yeah, he probably could have improved his draft stock had he kept playing. But like we said, I mean, he's still going to be probably a close to first round pick. And if he goes to the combine and makes waves, and he'll have all this time now to get ready for that. So yeah, good for him. He apparently was the only FBS player last season to rush for more than 1,000 and have 500 receiving yards in the same year. So yeah, he was pretty good.
Auburn football is having some corona problems. They're set to resume practice tomorrow, but they're going to do so without 16 players. 16 players are not going to practice. 9 have tested positive. The others are considered high risk. Here's the quote from Gus Malzahn that I think is weird. He said they've had very few players exhibit major symptoms. Well, God, I hope that's none. What are we talking about, like major symptoms? Are we saying any symptoms? Is that what he's classifying as major symptoms?
Maybe he just means we've only had a couple guys who've been walking around the facility like coughing their heads off or something. But
well,
still,
okay. When I think of major symptoms, I think of someone who needs to be hospitalized. That's what I think of.
Well, but I'm saying for them, because I think a lot of these football coaches have just convinced themselves that, like, if you're a football player, no one gets this virus. Everyone just, you know, you get it asymptomatically. It doesn't even break you don't even break a sweat other than the one you're doing working out. And you're fine after a couple weeks and then you move on. Maybe in his world, if he sees a couple guys who did have, like, flu symptoms and maybe it put them down for a few days and knocked them on their ass, maybe that to him is major symptoms, even though that would be, like, a normal amount of symptoms to get something like this, you would think, for people who have it. So, yeah, I don't know, man. My thought on this still is that we don't know what college football is going to do when Auburn, let's say, rolls into a Wednesday of their season. This, by the way, they didn't practice since Tuesday of last week. This is the first time they've practiced since then. So
they haven't even done that yet. They could cancel it before tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, technically, they haven't gone back. You're right. So it'll be a week of missing practice. What do you do then if you've got a game? Like, do you cancel the game?
That's the problem. There are no guidelines.
Well,
each school makes their own rules.
Auburn is sitting their guys down. When they get a COVID test like this, all of these 16 players will have to sit out 17 days to make sure they are clear of any of the virus and all that. They are quarantining them for 17 days. What if the school you're playing is not doing that? So you, like, sit all your guys out. You make your guys miss a game. Let's say they decide to play even without the 16 guys. You go out on the field and you play a team that is quarantining their guys for, like, 2 days or 3 days or 5 days because their systems, they don't think they have to do as much because they think they've got it under control better. And then some of those guys pass it back to your team that's already been hit by this thing. Like, this is the cluster that is going to happen in college football, I feel like. And this is if you read the Pac-12 doctors who actually shockingly spoke to the media, which I don't know, maybe someone could tell the Big Ten about that. But their doctors said, yeah, this is the problem we looked at, is we don't have a standard across the board, and we don't know how to make sure that standard is being adhered to. So, yeah, Auburn is another example. That's a big-time school, Mike. It's not just some piddly little school that doesn't know what they're doing. And they've been hit by this.
The NFL is coming to our TV soon, and we'll talk about it coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heath Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident still blocking the left lane of State Road 315 southbound before Kinnear Road. This is an injury accident. Traffic is slow from Lane Avenue and still building over here. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown as they try to get things clear and continue to use caution in this area. This traffic report is sponsored by Wendy's. Wendy's is adding more spicy chicken you crave to the 4 for 4 squad with the addition of their new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. Snag it with nugs, fries, and a drink. Meal deal for value items only. Price and participation may vary. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Pella Window, the most preferred window brand in Central Ohio. Visit the Pella showroom on Gemini Parkway or online at PellaColumbus.com.
I filled this pickup at BP with Amoco Ultimate. We'll go up to 25 miles further per tank on the highway than with regular fuel.
Up to 25 miles?
Yep, we're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
I just said.
We're gonna make it!
Drive up to 25 miles further per tank with Amoco Ultimate with Invigorate. Available at BP and Amoco stations. Based on median difference between 93 octane Amoco Ultimate and 87 octane minimum detergent E10 fuels and late model full-size half-ton pickup trucks using EPA highway driving cycle. Assumes 100% of fuel and tank will be used. Results will vary based on what you drive, how you drive, and other factors.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
He opens his toolbox before he opens his wallet and believes you can fix anything with 20 minutes and some pride. He's Mr. DIY, and when he needs metal, he goes to metal supermarkets. Artists, hobbyists, machine shops, maintenance professionals, and welders all count on metal supermarkets for over 8,000 metal products, shapes, and grades. If it's metal, they've got it or can get it for you. Cut to any size and ready fast. Visit the family-owned franchise on North Wilson Road or Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com.
The community has been phenomenal in their outpouring of love and support for the caregivers of Mount Carmel. They are putting themselves at risk. They're putting their families at risk. They are extending themselves in ways that really they probably didn't anticipate when they got into a healthcare organization. And on behalf of our team, I am very grateful to the community for that support. I'm Lorraine Lutton, and I'm the new CEO at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Morning juice.
Like, I'm an emotional sports fan. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll have a good cry every now and again. Like, sometimes you just gotta let them flow.
Morning juice.
Sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
Happy August, everyone. It's James Laurinaitis for Affinity Whole Health. This whole pandemic has taken its toll on all of us, both mentally and physically. I am so glad to be linked up with Affinity Whole Health because now more than ever, it's important to keep your mind and your body right. As we age, our testosterone level gradually decreases, and that can lead to increased fat, decrease in muscle mass, and mood swings. When I first got hooked up with Affinity, I had some of these symptoms and did a complete 180 in a matter of weeks. To get your free doctor consult and know your numbers, go to feelgreatcolumbus.com.
Welcome to Tire Discounters. Oh, hiya, Phantom.
I'm worried, Mike.
Yeah?
With all that's going on in the world, people are forgetting about the importance of alignment.
I know. What, with Michelin's up to 150 off?
That's not what
I meant. And Coopers, you can save up to $220 on those right now.
A free alignment with standard four-tire installation is too important to... Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, up to 150 off Michelin's and up to 220 off Coopers, plus a free alignment.
Alignment. So crucial.
Phantom, 6 feet apart.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand names number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD 25110 MSRP. MSRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. Lease from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. $39.60 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for warranty details.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Hubs Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Get in touch with your stupid.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
The final week of the Bone of Education, that's coming up top of the 4 o'clock hour. We have a brand new segment debuting today at 5:34. It's called Yikes. You'll have to tune in.
Yikes.
Yikes. 5:34. We're still on the air? Yikes.
That's right. Exactly right.
What did I tease? Oh, football's coming. The NFL is coming back to Fox, and they announced their broadcast lineups. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sadly, Tom Brenneman, not pictured.
You know what? Couldn't have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that wasn't going to go well.
So, Joe Buck and my guy Troy Aikman, of course, your number one team right there.
That was all about Cox.
That's not the right guy. That's not what I wanted. Give me the other one.
We talked about Cox.
Thank you, Troy Aikman. Aaron Andrews will join them. And then on Thursday Night Football, Christina Pink will also join that group.
All right.
I can't place her. And then Mike Pereira will be working remotely from home, naked, as the
I hope so.
Officials expert.
In a vat of corn pudding. No?
Yes.
Not him?
Not him. Then you have Kevin Burkhardt. He wants you to know he's gluten-free.
Man, you hate him.
I do. I hate people that put douchey stuff like that in their Twitter profile bio. I hate it.
Yeah,
gluten-free.
Like it.
Who cares, Burkhardt?
Well, yeah, I don't know why you necessarily care on Twitter. Maybe if you're making him something out of gluten and he's like, oh, please, I would prefer not to eat that. I'm gluten-free. Then it makes sense.
But okay. Yeah. For any of my Twitter followers that come and bring me a meal, I'm
right.
Gluten-free.
Yes. Yeah. As a broadcaster, I don't think he does a bad job. But, yeah, I understand. You're not
whatever.
A fan of him personally.
He aggravates me. Kevin Burkhardt is going to be paired with Moose Johnston. Daryl Moose Johnston for the first time. And then Pam Oliver will be the reporter. You have Adam Amin and Mark Schlereth as another crew.
I always liked Adam on college football when he was with ESPN, so he just got this gig switched over to Fox, so I'm hoping that will mean good things for him because I've enjoyed his work on college football. So hopefully he'll translate to the NFL.
And my guy, Kenny Albert, who is still somewhere looking for his neck.
There
he doesn't sound like that, but in my mind, he sounds like that.
There it is.
I wonder what Dad's doing. Probably swinging from a chandelier with a ball in his mouth.
Let him live, man. Let him live.
He is going to be paired with rookie analyst Jonathan Vilma and reporter Shannon Spake.
If I remember correctly, I want to say Vilma was also on college football duty, and he... Go figure, wasn't very high on the Buckeyes, like, ever. So I wonder if that will carry over to the NFL, where then he would just see, like, Chase Young sacking a quarterback and be like, that wasn't really a...
All right, well, let's pretend. I'll be Kenny Albert, and you be Jonathan Vilma.
That's fine.
I gotta tell you, Jonathan Vilma, because I don't know your nickname yet.
Yes.
I got to tell you, Chase Young is one heck of a football player.
Chase Young's been getting away with being offside. He had illegal hands of the face going uncalled. As, you know, a former defensive player myself, I am appalled by Chase Young.
I heard he shot somebody in the cheek.
I didn't hear that. Right. That's not what I heard. Yeah.
I don't know when Evan Turner got here, by the way.
What would Kenny Albert, I just want to hear Kenny Albert say Shannon Spake.
Shannon Spake, down on the sideline.
Yeah. That's, all right, thank you.
All right. Kevin Kugler is going to call games with Chris Spielman. He's new Tom Brenneman. So
yes.
Tom was working with Spiels, but no more. It's Kevin Kugler. And Laura Oakman will be reporting there. And then finally, Chris Myers is there because he's always there. And he's going to be with Greg Jennings and Brock Huard.
I feel exactly how you just said that. Chris Myers is going to be there. Chris Myers has he's got all the like presence and voice that makes you think he's a big deal, but then
hi everybody. He still has the announcer voice going on.
Yeah, here we are.
Chris Myers here.
Right.
Remember when
yeah,
I host it up close? No, you don't. Nobody does. Wow.
They always, for a while there, Fox used to throw him on NASCAR coverage. Do they still have him on?
You're asking me?
No,
I watched a ton of NASCAR.
I was saying, Ted, do they still have him? Like, they don't do that anymore where they jump back to him. But for a few years, they used to do that. And I always thought it was so weird when they would go back to him just because they'd have him at the track, but it would be in a different location than the booth. And he would just be sitting there with a couple of, like, former drivers and saying things like, well, this race, this is a race. And then you've got two guys from like North Carolina. Yeah, sure is, Chris. It just never fit. It never made sense to have him there. I never understood why they did that.
That was the Hollywood Hotel that he
Hollywood
was the
Hotel.
Main host. Yeah,
that's right. Yes,
yeah,
he was
like
in the Hollywood
studio
Hotel
host there for those guys. Yeah,
yeah. But I never thought he fit. I don't know why.
He
all
probably
right,
did.
For him.
Is he a big NASCAR guy, or was it just a gig for him?
Yeah, it felt like it was just a gig for him. I don't recall him ever dropping huge amounts of insight. It always seemed like he was a curious onlooker from outside.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is, like, right now, he's got a bunch of Rusty Wallace gear in his bedroom, and he's just a diecast collector. I have no idea. But maybe. Maybe he is.
Bone of Education is coming up. What are we learning about again today?
We are learning about the Dodge Viper.
All right. And don't forget, brand new segment, 5 o'clock hour. It's called Yikes.
Yikes.
Yes. I pictured Chris Spielman saying it too. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Kugler. Yikes.
Well, yikes is what got Kevin Kugler the gig.
How do you think, that's right. How do you think they tell Spiels that Kevin Kugler is going to be the guy? Because in my mind, it's just Spiels picks up the phone and all he hears is Cougs. And that's it.
Are we sure they've even told him? How do we know he doesn't show up for the first production meeting and they're like, Chris, we know it's not going to make a difference, but here's Kevin Kugler. You're still, like, go ahead. Do what you're going to do.
Nice! Bone of Education up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident blocking the shoulder of 71 southbound at 5th Avenue. This is an injury accident. Police on scene trying to get things clear. Please be extra cautious over here. Watch out for everyone on the road at this time and plan on some heavy slowdowns as they work to get things clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Wendy's. Wendy's is adding more spicy chicken you crave to the 4 for 4 squad with the addition of their new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. Snag it with nugs, fries, and a drink. Meal deal for value items only. Price and participation may vary. Only in a with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Metal Supermarkets. If time is money, Metal Supermarkets customers spend less getting the exact metal they need. Visit Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com for all your metal needs.
Enjoy a safe and contactless payment wash experience with a Moo Moo Express Car Wash Unlimited Wash Club membership. Wash all you want at any Central Ohio Moo location starting at just $15.99 a month. Or treat yourself to the very best with our Creme de la Creme VIP Unlimited Wash Club membership for just $32.99. Wash twice a month and it pays for itself. Fast, fun, eco-friendly, and free vacuums. For locations and hours, visit moomoocarwash.com today.
We are open and here to help.
This is Mike Weens, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. In the time of COVID-19, safety is more important than ever. For your protection, CARE has implemented procedures to keep you, your family, and our technicians safe. These procedures include no-contact service calls, regular hand washing, and frequent sanitation. Our techs are wearing face masks and protective coverings. If you have any special safety requests, just let us know, and we'll do everything we can to accommodate. To help make your home safer, CARE can install super-efficient filters that remove particles as small as some viruses and UV lights designed to kill germs. CARE can clean your air ducts and is Central Ohio's leading duct sealing company using AeroSeal, a process designed to make your ductwork airtight. CARE has been here for you for over 25 years and will be here the next 25 as well. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or schedule online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
Amazon is now offering sign-on bonuses starting at $250 for a variety of roles near you. Now's your chance to earn even more. Sign-on bonuses offered on seasonal, part, and full-time jobs in West Jefferson. All you have to do is apply. Go to Amazon.com/OhioJobs. That's Amazon.com/OhioJobs. Applicable on start dates between September 6th and October 3rd. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. Prior to the baseball training deadline, which has just hit here at this hour, the Cleveland Indians this morning ship pitcher Mike Clevinger to the San Diego Padres, along with outfielder Greg Allen and a player to be named later. In return, they get infielders Gabriel Arias and Owen Miller, catcher Austin Hedges, outfielder Josh Naylor, and pitchers Cal Quantrill and Joey Cantillo. Meanwhile, the Indians will go to the field in Kansas City to meet the Royals tonight. Shane Bieber and Brad Keller, the starters. Cincinnati Reds at home with St. Louis this evening. Dakota Hudson pitching for the Cardinals against the Reds. Anthony DeSclafani. NBA playoffs tonight. Miami meeting Milwaukee in the opening game of their series. Houston takes a 3-2 lead into their matchup with Oklahoma City. Couple of NHL playoff series that could come to an end tonight. Tampa Bay takes a 3-1 lead to the ice against Boston. Dallas against Colorado with the Stars have a 3-1 lead. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
MI is higher than their IQ. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Major League Baseball trade deadline, as Big Daddy was just talking about, comes and goes at 4 o'clock. That doesn't mean we've heard everything yet. Sometimes it takes 15, 20 minutes for these trades to trickle out. But it doesn't appear that Lance Lynn from the Texas Rangers has gone anywhere. He and his magical beard. So... That was a big arm that was out there, and apparently nobody could pry him away from the Texas Rangers. I guess no one offered them six maybe good guys.
Yeah, right. What's the number where you just stop caring if they're any good and you just say, well, we got a bunch of them.
Six,
so one of them's
got to
pan out. Yeah, for the Indians, it's six.
By the way, and for all the Indians fans saying, hey, man, they're top 10 prospects.
Well, top 10 in their organization.
Right, in their organization. Let's talk about that for a second. It's number 7, number 9, and number 10 in the Padres organization. And yes, I know you want to believe that you got something fantastic for Mike Clevinger today. But I don't know how you can talk yourself into that today, considering you still have a first-place baseball team. And your team did nothing again to get better.
Would you say, Mike, it's fair to point out that if they made this trade in an off-season, you would instantly feel a little better than you do now about it because it's an off-season move. It's not something where you have the season in front of you and you see what the team is. You can almost justify, well, if all these players, you know, if a couple of them break earlier than we think and they can contribute and, you know, these types of things, it's not like they got no major league players either. I mean, this is something where maybe in the off-season you feel a little better about this than right now you're in the thick of it and you trade away an arm for guys who are hopes and dreams and futures down the road.
Right. Unless, and I said this early in the 3 o'clock hour, unless the veterans, the leadership on this team went to the front office, went to Terry Francona and said, we don't want to play with this guy anymore. So do what you have to do to get rid of him, but we don't want him on this team. Right. And I know that a lot of guys were pissed off, but I also know that a lot of guys want to win. And, you know, he probably had his mea culpa and they brought him out there for a start and tried to make it look like it was no big deal. Maybe it was no big deal. But Mike Clevenger gives you a better chance to win the World Series today and you still had control over him for two more years after this season than this trade. Right? I mean, let's look at this trade for a second. I know we already sort of talked about it, but some of the names for you. Austin Hedges is a guy. He is a catcher. He is a guy. Josh Naylor. Some people saying, well, now I have an opportunity to play every single day because it was no place for him to play in San Diego.
I mean, that's an optimistic way to look at that one.
That's fine. He also didn't force any playing time when he was down in San Diego. But Cal Quantrill, who is a relief pitcher, who was a young guy, who's 25, he could possibly be a good arm for you. But they tried him as a starting piece last year. He failed. They put him in the bullpen. This is a Padres team looking for starting pitching, and at no time did they say, Cal Quantrill, come on down. But perhaps, for the Indians, he turns things around and he's the next Mike Clevenger. Who did I miss? Gabriel Arias, who was the seventh prospect in the organization. He's a shortstop prospect. Then you have Joey Cantillo, who is the ninth prospect in the organization, ninth-ranked prospect. And then Owen Miller, another shortstop prospect, who is the 10th-rated prospect in the Padres organization. So you give up a workhorse in your rotation, a head case workhorse, but still a workhorse. You're a first-place baseball team. There's no name that I just read you that helps you win the World Series this year. No name.
No, I know. I think we are discounting a bit. I know you're not in your head necessarily, but we haven't talked about it as much. I am willing to believe that there's a lot of what happened today that's based on the fact that the team lost some trust with Clevenger and perhaps that relationship, which was already probably coming to an end, that they would probably have to deal him.
That may be so.
They may have just fully soured at that point and said, no, we don't care. We're getting a deal done. It doesn't matter if it's the best deal. We're not going to let the trade deadline come and go and not move this guy.
Well, that's the question I want to ask you. And we'll get to Bone of Education in a second. I find it hard to believe this was the best deal that was on the table. I know the White Sox are talking to him, and I know that you're itchy about dealing someone within the division because they can come back and bite you in the ass. But what's the percentage that needs to be better on the deal for you to take it within the division? If the White Sox deal was 50% better than this deal, aren't you foolish not to take it?
Yeah, I think that's a really solid point. If that's the type of deal that was out there, look, the division thing is something that is brought up often. You don't want to deal within the division, and I mostly understand why people say that. But, you know, we've had these conversations at the radio station, you know, about various negotiations. Like, I've had them in my own negotiations where I've talked with the radio station and wanted assurances that, like, hey, if it doesn't work out, can I go somewhere else? And I've been told before by previous bosses, not current ones, hey, man, if it doesn't work out here between us and you go somewhere else, we're not holding that against you because we didn't think it worked out here with you. So why would we stop you from going somewhere else? That would be the way I would feel about an interdivision trade, right? Is like, I would think both teams would be giving up guys that they say, yeah, we like these players, but we don't think they're as good as the one we're getting back on both sides of that deal. So if you're the Indians, sure, there's a chance if you deal Clevenger to the Sox, Clevenger strikes out your guy in a complete game in the bottom of the ninth and you miss a chance to the playoffs.
But aren't you confident in your return?
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you think what you're getting back is better, then you shouldn't care as much about the guy that you're giving up because there was a reason you're thinking about dealing him in the first place. And I understand you're dealing him not because you think he sucks, because you think you can get something back in return that makes you better. So acknowledge that and acknowledge you're giving up something, but what you get back is going to fix your ball club in a way that helps you not really care if the other team that you're playing has Mike Clevinger. So hopefully you've cured that ailment, and then you beat them when you play them.
Bone of education. Let's do it.
School is out, but class is still in. Welcome to Bone of Education.
All right. Today we're talking about one of my favorite cars ever produced, the Dodge Viper. I am a fan of American muscle cars, and to me, the Dodge Viper is the modern American muscle car. For what it's worth, over 75% of the components of the Dodge Viper were not only it was assembled in the U.S., but a lot of parts are built elsewhere. These parts were made, 75% or more of the Dodge Viper parts were made in the U.S. as well at U.S. factories. So I think that's a cool testament to that car. But it was introduced in 1992 as a raw, no compromises, no amenities, 400-horsepower missile. And the whole goal with this car was to say Chrysler, who, of course, you know, owns Dodge and all that, they had a bunch of boring front-engine, front-wheel drive passenger cars that just kind of get you from point A to point B. They had a minivan, right? That was not the image that Dodge and Chrysler wanted to portray. So they wanted a car that would shock everyone and get high schoolers to look at this car and say, man, I want to own a Dodge someday. And even if they can't own a Viper, maybe they could own something down the brand line, and that would get them into the product. So that was the whole reason they made this. They actually call them halo cars, cars like this, or like the Ford GT, which are super expensive, way over the top. They're made in limited quantities so that people will then say, I want to buy that a version of that car. I want to buy from that brand. I can't afford that big car, but I'll buy one of these other ones. And that's where the term halo cars kind of came in. The Dodge Viper was the first one of those. Oddly enough, Dodge lost money on each individual sale of Dodge Vipers all throughout their history.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very good business plan.
Well, but like I said, the whole goal was to get people who wouldn't buy a Dodge Viper because they couldn't afford it or they just would never drive something that loud and crazy, but it got them to think of the brand as more performance-based, and then they would buy maybe a Dodge Avenger or some other car that
so
was also being marketed.
They were hoping that you would buy, you know, get in there and then upgrade, right?
Yeah, or just say, I want to be associated with Dodge, the people who make the Viper. I'll buy one of their other cars. So it's something to help up the brand. So they introduced it in the late 80s. The guy who helped push this through was a man named Bob Lutz, who president of Chrysler. In 1988, he was driving a Ford Mustang Cobra, and he had all the Ford badges taken off of it because he worked for Chrysler. But he loved the car so much, he didn't want to stop driving it. And at one point, it hit him, why don't I want to drive anything that we build? Why don't we build something that's as cool as this thing or better than this thing? So that's where he got with engineers, and they had a bunch of different performance notes they wanted to hit, but they wanted to make sure of a few things. They wanted a V10 engine, which means 10 cylinders. So like you've heard of a 4-cylinder engine or maybe a V6. This was a V10. They also wanted a 5-speed manual transmission, no automatic transmission, and they wanted it to feel like a race car. So not a lot of amenities inside. I think the first editions of these cars may not have even had a radio. They were as bare bones as you got. It was very much like a race car, but that was what they wanted. They actually pushed these out a little early because the Indy 500 needed a pace car, and the car they were going to use was deemed to be not up to compliance with some, you know, U.S. regulations at the time. So they said, well, we've got these concept Dodge Vipers. Let's throw them out on the track. They did that. When they unveiled the car at an auto show, it was just a concept car, and they already got orders for it. But it did make its debut on the Indianapolis 500 starting grid in 1991. It was driven by Carroll Shelby, who was a legendary car maker in his own right. The, you know, Shelby Mustang named after Carroll Shelby, so he was implemented in the development of this car as well. First generation of these cars had 400 horsepower and 465 foot-pounds of torque. 0 to 60 time of 4.6 seconds and a top speed of 165 miles per hour. When they stopped building the Dodge Viper in 2017, Mike, those cars, I just told you, it was like 400 horsepower and 4 to 65 foot-pounds of torque. The fifth generation Dodge Viper, the last ones they made, 640 horsepower, 605 foot-pounds of torque, and a top speed of 206 miles per hour. They also inspired a lot of offshoot versions of the Viper. One of the most popular ones is called the ACR. The ACR is a crazy looking Dodge Viper that has a big wing on the back. It has a bunch of aerodynamics all on the front and the sides of it. But that car has 16 different track records over. It's the most winning record street legal production car ever made. So they have, in the street legal category, taken that car and put it on 16 different tracks and set the track records. So, yeah, pretty crazy automobile, and I'm sad that they're gone. But Dodge Vipers, those were the cars I had on my wall, the posters I had when I was a kid. So, yeah, always loved the Dodge Viper, and I'm sad they're gone.
Thank you, Bone. Only four more Bone of Educations are left, because after this week, it just fades into the abyss.
That's right.
Until we bring it back when we run out of content. But don't forget a brand new segment today, starting up at 5:34. It's called Yikes.
Yikes.
That's what you'll say when you listen to it.
For Yikes. More reasons than one.
That's right. The Cubs made some history yesterday against the Reds. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Still watching an accident blocking the shoulder of 71 southbound at 670. Traffic is backed up to 670 and still building in this area. You're going to find police on scene trying to get things clear, but traffic is still heavily delayed in the meantime. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown as they try to get the street clear. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay per mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Rife's Auto Body, celebrating 75 years of trusted service in Columbus. When you get in an accident, trust the best. Rife'sAutoBody.com.
Rife's Auto Body.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's summer sticker sales event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
Hi, I'm Chuck Moore, president of Central Ohio of the Middlefield Banking Company. Here at MB, we want to be your everything bank. Whatever you're saving for, no matter how you spend your money, your dreams become our dreams. That's the personalized customer service we provide at Middlefield Bank. We've been doing it for more than 100 years, serving individuals, families, and businesses right here in Ohio. From simple checking and savings products to more complex loans and lines of credit, our experienced team can find the right solution for you or your business. We know you'll enjoy getting to know our team in person, and we know you'll love MB's online banking experience, too. At MiddlefieldBank.bank, you'll find all the tools you need to manage your money, your savings, and your budget. Visit our 5 branches in Central Ohio in Dublin, Howe, Sunbury, Westerville, and Plain City. Ask about MB's checking rewards. Earn your way by choosing cash back on your everyday purchase or interest rewards. The Middlefield Banking Company. Visit us online at MiddlefieldBank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody gives back like Diamonds Direct. That's right, it's back. Our most popular offer, 5 years, zero interest financing. September is the time to buy at Diamonds Direct. Get the best price, plus spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And every purchase made in September will benefit No Kid Hungry's mission to end childhood hunger right here in our community. Buy now, spread your payments over 5 years, and give at Diamonds Direct. On approved credit, visit DiamondsDirect.com for details.
We're out of the bubble and ready to dominate. The crew are back in action to battle the Philadelphia Union. Live fan coverage starts Wednesday night at 7:15.
Sponsored by Soccer Plus.
Proud to be your Columbus Crew flagship station. The Fan.
Taxes, BS, metal. Some things are just better when cut. With 8,000 shapes and grades, Metal Supermarkets cuts the hassle out of getting exactly the metal you need when you need it. From artists and hobbyists to machine shops, maintenance professionals, manufacturers, and welders, they all count on Metal Supermarkets. If you need metal, they've got it, or they can get it for you. Cut to any size and ready fast. No minimum order. Maximum service. Visit the family-owned franchise at North Wilson Road or Columbus at metalsupermarkets.com.
Somebody got love.
love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Flu season is just around the corner, and now you can get your flu shot right here for free. Schedule your appointment today at Kroger.com/flu.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car, from brakes to tires to oil to everything. You can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So, whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything. Trust the Midas touch.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Roll out refreshed with Maaco. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Maaco.com. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Stupid impressions and bad math. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Baseball trade deadline was today at 4 o'clock. The Reds picked up a couple. Archie Bradley comes over from the Diamondbacks. He's a guy. He's a bullpen arm that's not going to wow you in any way, but it's depth. And Brian Goodwin comes over from, I think, the Angels? Is that where we... Backup outfielder. Fine. So these are depth plays by the Reds. They didn't really give up anything to acquire these guys, but... You know, they're 15 and 19. And I think what this says is, well, we're confident enough in our starting pitching that if we can back our ass into the playoffs, we still think we can make some noise, which I'm surprised that more teams are not taking that route where this is such a strange year. As long as we're close to 500, we're at least going to keep our pieces or give it a go and try and pick up some depth pieces, which is what the Reds did.
Yeah, playoffs transform your team a bit, right? Because you don't have to deal with the back end of your rotation. You know, you can play around with things a lot more in that way with matchups. So it works out well. I think you're right. If the Reds believe they've got the talent to get to the playoffs, then that it does become, I know it's cliche to say it, but it does become a whole new ball game.
Well, it does. Do you want to see Trevor Bauer and Sonny Gray in a short series? I don't.
No. I wouldn't either. That's what makes them dangerous, but you do have to get there. If you miss the playoffs, then those discussions are completely irrelevant.
That's correct. And what did I tease? Oh, Cubs made some history yesterday. So yesterday was not a good day for the Reds. Saturday night was a good night for the Reds, but Sunday was not. The Cubs beat the Reds yesterday 10-1. And I'm always fascinated by stuff like this because, breaking news, they've been playing baseball for a long time. Jason Hayward, Ian Happ, and Kyle Schwarber. Starting outfield for the Cubs yesterday, they each hit two home runs yesterday. That is the first time in Major League Baseball history that all three starting outfielders for a particular team have hit two home runs.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that that happens to your ball club. The other part of that is it is not an entirely surprising thing to find out there is yet another unique home run record or situation we've never seen involving home runs that is occurring in the modern era of baseball.
No, I know
right?
that, but I'm surprised that in 150 years of Major League Baseball, that's never happened before.
No, you're right. I'm saying that if it was ever, if you had to say, when do you think something like this would occur, the likelihood would be probably in the era where balls are flying out of the ballpark more than we have ever seen. But you're right. It is still something to sit you down for a second and make you think that, wow, all the time we've been playing baseball, all the instances and the amount of games that are played every single season over 150 years, this has never happened. So, yeah, that is pretty incredible.
We have to dedicate the program today. Legendary Georgetown coach John Thompson dies at the age of 78. He won the national title in 84. He built that entire program. They've been trying to, you know, get back to those heights ever since. You know, hiring his son, Patrick Ewing, is now there, who went through the program with John Thompson. But I was reading a story about him today, something that I previously didn't know. I don't know if you'd heard this, but I saw this on Yahoo Sports. Alonzo Mourning tells this story. Of course, he went through that program with John Thompson, too. That in the late 80s, there was a little bit of a problem with a drug kingpin in Washington, D.C. Now, this is not just a drug dealer. They're saying this guy, whose name I have forgotten, maybe you have it in front of you.
It's Raful Edmund III.
Okay. He is responsible for hundreds of millions of dollars worth of drugs coming into the Washington, D.C. metro area. This guy is bad news, and the people who would hang around with him turned out to be in trouble most of the time. Obviously, you're hanging around with the drug kingpin.
Well, they said the group of people that were with him, his crew was connected to at least 40 homicides, is what the article I'm reading says. So, all right, 40 homicides, yeah.
So he also enjoyed the game of basketball and would put on like these pickup games. John Thompson got word that some of his guys were playing in these pickup games. The players on his team, Alonzo Mourning, one of them. And apparently they didn't really know what they were doing or who they were associated with. They just knew, hey, this big important guy wants me to play some basketball on his pickup team in my spare time. Let's just go do that. And so John Thompson had a big problem with it, as you would, with your players playing on pickup basketball teams for drug kingpins. So he decided he was going to have a talk with this guy. So he put the word out, John Thompson did, that he wanted to talk to this drug kingpin. He wanted this guy to come to Georgetown and talk to him. And the guy did. Like a couple days later, he showed up at the facility. This guy who you just said is responsible for like 40 homicides shows up for a private meeting with John Thompson. That's how much power John Thompson had in the late 80s in Washington, D.C. He just said, meet with me, and this guy shows up.
Yeah.
So John Thompson tells him, hey, these guys are good guys. They don't know what they're doing. They've never tried drugs in their life. I don't want them hanging around with you. And you shouldn't have them hanging around with you. And apparently the guy just sort of hemmed and hawed for a little while and said, well, you know, they're grown-ass people. They can come hang out with who they want to hang out with. And then John Thompson got in this dude's face and said, I don't want to see you hanging around with my guys ever again. Like, I would be pooping myself.
Well, yeah, and if you're not, I mean, you've seen John Thompson. I would assume most sports fans are aware of what he looks like, and you may be aware he's tall. Are you aware that he was 6'10"?
Yeah, he's a really big dude.
But yeah,
but he also hasn't solid killed 40 guy. People.
No, I know that, but I'm saying there's something about, I have never heard a voice that was more commanding. Like when John Thompson would get riled up about something, calling basketball games, because I think it was 99 or 2000 is the last time he coached. And then after that, he was always on, you know, a lot of the tournament coverage he would be on, and you would either hear him on the radio or on television. And, man, whenever he would speak about something going wrong in a basketball game, it just had so much gravity. So I can imagine if he was really fired up about something and it was very important to him, getting in someone's face, I would imagine even if you are a drug kingpin, that would be intimidating. But clearly he had the respect of anyone who ever dealt with him, because a guy who was responsible for many murders, apparently, was basically told, leave my guys alone. Yeah. And he said, okay, fine.
So John Thompson got in his face. And then the way Alonzo Mourning tells it is that he never was contacted by this drug kingpin again.
Wow.
That he just left him alone.
It's incredible. I know that for me as a kid growing up, like John Thompson was one of the first African-American men I saw in a leadership position. And it never made, like, it was something that just made that like a thing that should always be. Like, I never thought oddly of it that, the, you know, that there weren't I always thought that there should be, you know, people of different colors or didn't look like me or whatever else. It just never, it broke down a barrier that some people in life have had. Randy Ayers was another one like that with Ohio State basketball, where I saw a black man in power in leadership early on in my life. And that was just something that I think helped break down some barriers for me as a little kid. Reading Jackie Robinson books when I was a kid too, I learned a lot about that. So I'm saying that his impact in my life was big in that way. I can't imagine what it was like for a kid growing up with the same skin color who may have felt like there weren't opportunities, and then to see John Thompson in a position of leadership on national TV coaching up basketball games, that must have given hope to a lot of people. So we know he was a great man, and yeah, it is really sad to hear that he's passed away.
By the way, you brought up Jackie Robinson there in passing. I know he wasn't Jackie Robinson, but he was in the movie that Chadwick Boseman, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, he what a heartbreaking story.
Passed away from cancer too, and no one even knew he was sick. He didn't throw that information out there. But that was, I know he was in Black Panther, which I did not see, but I did see the Jackie Robinson movie. He was fantastic in that movie.
Well, you think of all the different people that he played. I'm just trying to, off the top of my head, because he played James Brown. He played T'Challa in Black Panther, in Black Panther. He played Thurgood Marshall. He played Jackie Robinson. I mean, my God, like the amount of people that Chadwick Boseman, you know, portrayed on the screen, just that were of impact. I know Black Panther's a fictional character, but if you're familiar with comic books, that was one of, again, a very impactful character at the time, because you didn't see a lot of, you know, black superheroes. So just, yeah, he had a tremendous run in the films as well, and obviously a big impact on a ton of people. I know I left out his most important role as Vontae Mack on Draft Day, but I didn't think that one quite lined up with the other. But he was great, man. Chadwick Boseman. It's so sad to hear that he passed away. I was shocked. I saw that. Was that Friday or Saturday night? Whenever that happened, that was absolutely shocking.
When the Big Ten football season starts up in a month, you can thank T-Bone. What am I talking about? We'll fill in the blanks.
Jeez.
What?
No, we won't. We won't fill any blanks.
T-Bone is responsible for Big Ten football.
No,
and he's going to tell you about it coming up next.
Right.
Hashtag yikes. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You're going to find an injury accident on Alum Creek Drive at Livingston Avenue. Please be cautious over here as they try to get things clear. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown. And an injury accident still being worked on 71 southbound at 670. You're going to want to use some extra caution here as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay per mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Tune into This Dream House Saturday mornings. This Dream House is brought to you by Appliance Factory Mattress Kingdom's 50 to 80% off Labor Day sale. Appliance Factory has products in stock and available. Visit appliancefactory.com. It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize or go on to win the season-long grand prize. A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
At Mountain Dew, we support the best and baddest disaster relief group in America, Team Rubicon. To show our support of Team Rubicon, Mountain Dew put in $1 million. And now you can help Team Rubicon too. Look for specially marked Team Rubicon bottles of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, and Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Enter for a chance to win weekly prizes at MountainDewTR.com and donate to Team Rubicon. You'll earn exclusive rewards when you do. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to rules at MountainDewTR.com. Ends 10/3/2020.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to Amazon.com/Columbus Jobs. That's Amazon.com/Columbus Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
PMI Federal Credit Union is here to make your financial life easy. Finance or refinance your home mortgage for competitive low rates and our first-time home buyer program. Apply today. Call 800-233-6880 or visit bmifcu.org. Equal housing lender.
It's week two of the Ohio high school football season, and this week's Dick Masheter Ford High School Game of the Week, presented by Raising Cane's, features Hilliard Davidson and Olin Tangi Orange. Coverage Friday night starts at 6:30 on The Fan,
Ohio's sports destination.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Does your water smell or taste bad? Do you have a chalky white residue on your glasses or silverware? Well, if so, that's because you've got some funk in your water, and Kinetico wants to help you get the funk out of your water right now. For a very limited time, you can get $1,000 off a Kinetico Premier Series water softener or $700 off the revolutionary K5 drinking water station, the one I have in my house. Visit KineticoColumbus.com for more info, and tell them T-Bone said to get the funk out of your water. With Connecticut.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Is today the day? It could be, but only if you're ready. Are you ready? Lion's Den is. We've got protection to make us both comfortable taking the next step, to get closer than we've been. We're in this together, like we've always been, you and us, and whatever you need to make you feel good about shopping. Our stores are open, and we're ready when you are. Lion's Den. Do it every day.
If only we had a live and local morning show. Oh, wait, we do. Morning Juice with Beamer, Carpenter, and Schlags.
Weekdays starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Prepare your non-beef jerky insides for what's about to happen to them. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Yikes! Is coming up 1 hour from now. It's a brand new segment that I know will be your favorite. It's already mine.
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes.
Double
indeed.
Exclamation point.
That's right. Yikes.
I do want to point out, speaking of yikes, that tonight's Buckeye show is must listen.
Oh? Oh, yes it is.
Because
it's more so than usual.
That's right. At 6 o'clock tonight, Chops is hosting the Buckeye show.
That's
With Matt Andrews. But Chops is sitting one chair. Like, he's going to be coming in and out of breaks. And I, Chops here. Buckeye
well,
show.
I mean, he's probably going to say Mark Finch here, a.k.a. Chops.
No, he shouldn't. His name is Chops.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he starts off with just using both names so people don't. I don't know. I have someone who has made a lot of money off of a meat product as my first name. I mean, maybe it will work out for him just to go by Chops. But, you know. Just a thought. Maybe just throw Mark Finch out there so people get that one, too, in case you want that out there. I don't know if he does.
Does anybody know him as Mark Finch?
No.
No,
you're right.
His name is Chops.
His name is Mark Finch. So I don't know what... We're going to find out. Mark with a C. Mark Finch.
He officially changed his name to Chops.
Cool. Awesome. Well, there you go. Him and Matt Andrews tonight on the Buckeye Show. I can't wait to find out how this goes.
Matt Andrews has changed his name as well. He's no longer Matt Andrews.
What is his name?
I'm trying to think for a second. Because it was an episode of Friends where Phoebe and her husband Mike both changed their names. Legally changed their names. I want to say Phoebe changed her name to Princess Consuela Banana Hammock. And I want to say Mike, played by Paul Rudd, changed his name to what Matt Andrews has changed his name to. Crap Bag.
Crap Bag.
So when you listen to high school football on Friday night,
no,
it's going to be, hey, everybody, Crap Bag here.
See, I think he should do something farm related because Matt Andrews is big. I mean, I don't know if, like, he's big on the farm. Like, he knows
he's
the
big
farm.
On the farm. That's right.
He's changed his
name to... Never mind.
Don't say it. Grain Silo? I don't know. Or something. International? That's a tractor brand. International.
Yeah, all right.
You go with that.
That's not where I was going.
I figured not. That's what we're trying to steer away from it. Not lean into it.
Remember when you could just, like, make fun of bestiality on the radio and it was just a fun deal for everybody? It's fun for the whole family.
I do remember that being a thing. I never understood why we were okay with it, but, here we are.
All right, we have some breaking news.
That's not what we have.
Yes, we have breaking news. T-Bone is reporting.
I'm not reporting anything.
That Ohio State football and Big Ten football will start playing in a little over a month.
That's not what I'm reporting. I'm not reporting
this today.
No, I'm not reporting that
at all. You have a source.
That's not at all. Back up. I texted you and I said, hey, I'm hearing some rumblings. Are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I'm hearing something from you. That's where I'm hearing it. My source, T-Bone, says that the Big Ten season starts on October 4th.
Yeah, I'll tell you. All right, so here's the juicy rumor that was floating around today. Juicy rumor, and I don't know, confirmed, unconfirmed, whatever, but the juicy rumor was players are coming back this week to start practicing for a season that will begin in early October. That's the rumor I heard. So, yeah. And then usually when I get the rumor, you know how this goes, Mike, because you're the same way for the most part. If we get a rumor, because you and I do not break news, thus we do not have news sources.
Oh, I thought you just did.
No.
Sounded like you broke news to me.
You're the one playing the music, and you're the one saying it's news, and you're the one saying, tell the people what you heard, and I'm just telling you, I don't even know if this is for sure. But what I do know is when we get a source and we get info, usually our sources, we are so late into it that it's all over the place. Like, you can, or at least you can see breadcrumbs of it everywhere on Twitter and other places, right? So you can find some message board post that's cryptic. You can find at least a few other people hinting at this and saying this. Other than people just tweeting, I think this is what should happen, I've not seen this anywhere else. So either we've broken it from the biggest...
All right.
We've broken the biggest news in Columbus
this
in 20
that you
years.
Have. Has this source ever lied to you before?
No.
Okay.
No.
97.1 The Fan. Breaking sports news.
No, that's not. I didn't say that. Just, what does that mean? A first time for everything. It's not even that you could lie. You can just be wrong. Sometimes people are wrong. You've had people be wrong. We do it on the show every day. We're wrong. What are you talking about?
I don't know why you can't stand behind your reporting.
I'm not reporting it. I'm not a reporter. I don't know what you want from me. I told you something on a text message, and then you're playing breaking news intros left and right.
You normally don't text me such heavy information, so I thought you were pretty confident in it.
I just wanted to see if, you know, see if the common man was hearing things, you know? I don't know where you might pick things up. You got a lot of...
Sports, news, and more. 1460 WBNS.
Hey, man.
T-Bone.
I mean, you're running around in urban circles. I don't know if you know... You run around with former players living in your neighborhood. I don't know. Maybe you run into some info. Maybe you get some info.
Circles.
You know, there's people around. You're around people. You hear people out there in Dublin.
I'm not around.
Come on. You're up there at the club saying hi? Come on. You swing by?
I'm not at the club.
You swing by, you say hi.
I'm kind of minimizing this. You're all happy today.
What do you mean?
You're like, hey, peeps. They're coming back to practice tomorrow. I'm playing on October 4th.
Is that what I did?
But now I got stage fright on the radio. Hashtag yikes.
That's not what I said. No, it's first week of October is what I heard. And again, I have nothing else to back that up other than I got it from like one person. But the one person is trustworthy.
All right.
So, hey, ear to the ground. That's all I'm saying.
So... I don't know anything, but the person who told me, I trust him, and he's trustworthy.
Yeah, that's right. So right. I could just be stupid. But here's what I will say. This even, forget whatever this date, okay? If they even do the November thing, like, what was the point of any of this?
There was no point. There was no point whatsoever.
If you're going to say, we think that it is unsafe to play football because of all these factors that the Pac-12 has laid out for you and said, here's why, here's all the information we have, then I don't think, like, it's very hard to say, Yeah, we're sticking with that. That's what leadership is. And this now all these different floated plans out there of they're going to go in November, we might go in December, we might go January. Like, what? Just tell me what's going to change that allows you to play. Like, we've laid out, there's plenty of college football programs right now that are shutting down practices because their guys are getting coronavirus in practice. Something that was easily predictable and everyone could see coming, and yet people who make money off of college football being played in the national media told you, no, don't worry about it. Please play football so we can all keep making money. The reality is this is very easily observable by anyone who's looked at it. So, yeah, I'd like to have football being played. I hope it is played. I hope it's played safely. But if the Big Ten doesn't have any actual new info and they're just changing their minds, that is...
All right.
You're going to be completely left behind by everyone, Kevin Warren, if you change your mind on this. No one's going to... Everybody's still going to be mad at you. They're just going to be mad for different reasons now.
We have to take a break. But just to clarify, if you're just tuning in, you didn't hear the start of this segment. T-Bone is reporting that the Buckeyes will be back at practice tomorrow. All right. And the Big Ten football season will start up on October 4th. That is a T-Bone report.
Third would be the Saturday, not the 4th.
October 3rd. That's right.
Glad you got this cleared up.
Well, it's your report, not mine.
I didn't even report it.
You're reporting it.
You're reporting it.
And you know what? I just had a source confirm it.
Oh, good.
I just had somebody text me during the segment saying I'm hearing the same thing.
Okay. All right, great. Well, then, there we go. It's confirmed, and I say buy your tickets now. That's what I say.
I had a source tell me. By the way, that source has no connection to anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
The Bengals are getting ready, and Joe Burrow is the man. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find... Earlier from 71 southbound at 670. All lanes are open in that area. The traffic is still slow as it recovers. Plan on some delays in the meantime. And an injury accident causing problems on Allen Creek Drive at Livingston Avenue. Please be cautious. Plan about a 5-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
This afternoon's Fan Traffic, brought to you by Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. Call 1-800-HURT-NOW and get the settlement you deserve.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts, I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too, but the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-338-2020. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mentioned this ad. That's 844-338-2020. LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
Amazon is now offering sign-on bonuses starting at $250 for a variety of roles near you. Now's your chance to earn even more. Sign-on bonuses offered on seasonal, part, and full-time jobs in West Jefferson. All you have to do is apply. Go to Amazon.com/OhioJobs. That's Amazon.com/OhioJobs. Applicable on start dates between September 6th and October 3rd. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Look at your radio right now.
If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio.
If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works.
It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy
the Fan. Somebody got
love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy five or more participating sale items, and you'll save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Fifth Third Bank, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. Five-thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we're obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service, to our security solutions, to providing our customers access to one of the largest networks of fee-free partner ATMs with over 50,000 nationwide, this is banking a Fifth Third better.
Fifth Third Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Does your water smell or taste bad? Do you have a chalky white residue on your glasses or silverware? Well, if so, that's because you've got some funk in your water, and Kinetico wants to help you get the funk out of your water right now. For a very limited time, you can get $1,000 off a Kinetico Premier Series Water Softener or $700 off the revolutionary K5 drinking water station, the one I have in my house. Visit KineticoColumbus.com for more info. And tell them T-Bone said to get the funk out of your water. With Kinetico.
Want to know anything about the fans' contest? How to win? Or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Dumb, very dumb. This is Man and Bone.
Yikes! Is coming up at 5:34. It's a brand new segment. It's sweeping the nation. Major League Baseball trade deadline was today at 4 o'clock. We saw Mike Clevinger go to San Diego for six players in return. And it looks like Zach Plesac and his sideshow Bob haircut is going to be back up with the big club tomorrow, pitching for the Indians.
He's done with his
rotation spot opened up, and the Indians would like to win some baseball games. So they said, who do we have who can pitch? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got Ferris Bueller. He can go out for his joyride in Chicago, and then we can have him back, so that's good.
Well, Ferris never got caught.
True. True enough.
I mean, Cameron got caught because the car went right through the garage. But
yeah. By the way, I hate Ferris Bueller because of that whole thing with the car. Like, I watched that movie, and the whole time I'm like, Ferris Bueller, you son of a bitch. Like, I can't stand him in that whole movie. Because why wouldn't his dad be mad? Yes, Cameron's dad would be pissed that you took out this legendary multi-million-dollar car and then wrecked it. You idiot. What an idiot.
What was
so
the girlfriend's
name? Every time
name?
I watch it. Oh, I can't remember.
It's driving me crazy.
Sloan.
Sloan, that's
Sloan,
right.
Yeah.
Do you have a kiss for daddy?
Now, you listen to me. Like, how that voice ever was supposed to work. But it did. It was great.
It's almost like Ed Rooney was too busy diddling kids or something.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Didn't he have? He
yes,
had something
he did.
With child
yes.
porn. He was hanging out
yeah,
with Mike Davis.
I think Ed Rooney is gone from all. Yeah. Like, I think he had a bad time.
Yeah, he had a bad time.
I think that's right. All gone now. Yeah, I think you're right.
Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals were scrimmaging yesterday. Unofficially, Joe Burrow was 19 of 33 for 200 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Although they're not really counting it as a pick because they thought maybe it was pass interference. And when I say maybe it was pass interference, they were scrimmaging against themselves and had no referees. So,
yes, and also they've immediately cut whatever corner it was that may have committed pass interference for blemishing Joe Burrow's record.
I think Jesse Bates was the one who picked it off. Anyway,
there you go.
So Zach Taylor said after the scrimmage, he's been very impressive talking about Joe Burrow, and he said, look, we took him number one. This is what we expected to see. And, you know, he's not playing any games. Zach Taylor isn't. where he's essentially said, look, Joe Burrow's our guy week one when the season starts. We're not going to fool around with he's a rookie, he can't play. He's going to play. He's going to, you know, catch some lumps. He's going to throw some interceptions and make some mistakes, but that's what we know is going to happen. It's more valuable for him to learn on the job than learn on the bench, which, look, man, you and I have been saying this, screaming from the mountaintops for years. Zach Taylor may indeed be an idiot. I thought at times last year he was an idiot, and he may prove to be one. But that doesn't mean he's not making the right move now, because he is.
Yeah. I was talking earlier in the show about cars, because we did Bone of Education about the Dodge Viper. And I will make a car analogy when talking about how GMs and coaches handle their star quarterbacks they draft. There are some people who buy sports cars, and then they do the Ferris Bueller thing. They put them in their garage, and they never want them touched, and they never want to, because they want them to appreciate in value. They want to make sure the situation is just perfect. Then you have people who buy a sports car, and crazily enough, they drive the sports car because it's that's what you bought it for, because it's a performance car, and you think it's going to hold up and be fun to drive, right? And you think it's going to be good for you. You think it's going to be worth what you invested in it. And that's where I feel like with quarterbacks, sure, if you have a completely god-awful offense, you could perhaps maybe be ruining your star quarterback that you drafted. Maybe. But also, maybe you've invested in someone that you think can handle that. And maybe you've invested in someone who's going to take their knocks and be fine, and they're going to be able to handle it. I don't understand why some of these NFL teams throw a car cover over their expensive sports car and then leave it in the garage for 2 years and say maybe someday it'll turn out to be something we can start up and
because
run.
Because you know what they'll do? They'll say things like, Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. I don't know when Rimmer got here, but that's what they'll do. And by the way, I can almost understand that, because both of those guys had established starting quarterbacks in front of them. You don't have that situation here.
I know. And the other counter argument I would always bring up when people want to bring up the one-off situations is, okay, Drew Brees. Drew Brees had shoulder surgery before he became the Drew Brees you know now. Like, people forget about his earlier career he had in San Diego. Like, this is something that, just because your guy gets hit and gets hurt and maybe does have some lumps early in his career, doesn't mean he can't eventually become a Hall of Famer too. Like, if we're just going to throw the outliers out there, there's outliers on both sides. So let's instead think about what's probably more realistic. If you took the best college football player out of college at a quarterback position and you give them the tools, I'm not saying you don't give them weapons, I'm not saying you don't have a good coach, but your organization should believe they have all that, right? They should believe they have a coach who can properly coach this quarterback. If you don't, then hire a new one. If you don't think you have the offense that this quarterback could come in and at least run somewhat efficiently, then give him one. And maybe you can't completely build it out in 1 year, but you could certainly go get him a few weapons, namely in the draft. Or you could probably add some in free agency. The point is, hopefully you've built something that's reasonable that a good quarterback could come into and help you win 5 or 6 games, and hopefully not get obliterated on every play, because you have a few offensive linemen in the building who might be able to stop some guys. And he'll learn from that, he'll grow from that, and then as you add pieces in, he can grow with those pieces, and eventually in a couple years, you're good. But, yeah, I love the Bengals' approach here.
What if he throws an interception, Bone?
I know. I mean, could wreck his confidence forever.
Right, how is he going to deal with the mental anguish of that? And I've always said, look, if you're so mentally weak that you can't deal with the adversity that you see in your rookie year, then you will never be successful in the NFL.
No. And Joe Burrow, the way they are throwing him, appear to be throwing him into the fire, it's not like they really have any other options, but good. That's what I think you should do. And I also appreciate that they are not treating the fans and the media and everyone who's following this
like
as if we're stupid. You drafted the guy number one overall. He had one of the best college football seasons we've ever seen by a quarterback. And you were woebegone the last few years at quarterback. Yeah, it makes sense that you got rid of your old franchise guy, you drafted the new franchise guy, let him run the franchise.
If you've missed anything from the first 2 hours of the program, including T-Bone's big news, we've got you covered with the rundown coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You're going to find an accident causing slowdowns on Alum Creek Drive at Livingston Avenue. This is an injury accident causing backups. Please be extra cautious over here as they continue to work this clear. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown in this area in the meantime. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. With pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate, pay for the miles you drive and save on the miles you don't. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Don't sweat it. Call Cure Heating and Cooling, and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey Bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a U-Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Check it out.
You lifted your car?
Yep. Refinanced my auto loan with Navy Federal. Put the money I saved towards an 18-inch lift kit. Pretty sweet, huh?
It's a minivan.
Well, now it's a mega van.
Members save over $1,000 a year on average when they refinance their auto loans with Navy Federal. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Payment savings based on new auto loans booked between January and April 2020 compared to prior loan payments. Your actual savings may be different. Insured by NCUA.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing, we can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably the right time. We've got a wide selection of wipers that can stand up to any weather, including the right ones for your make and model that'll keep your windshield streak-free. And you can get it fast your way with our next-day delivery or our free same-day pickup, in-store or curbside. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Tune into This Dream House Saturday mornings. This Dream House is brought to you by Appliance Factory Mattress Kingdom's 50 to 80% off Labor Day sale. Appliance Factory has products in stock and available. Visit appliancefactory.com.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. Big move for the Cleveland Indians early today on trading deadline day. Shipping pitcher Mike Clevinger along with outfielder Greg Allen and a player to be named later in San Diego. In exchange, the Indians receive pitchers Cal Quantrill, Joey Cantillo, outfielder Josh Naylor, catcher Austin Hedges, and infielders Gabriel Arias and Owen Miller. The Indians will be on the field in Kansas City to meet the Royals tonight. Shane Bieber pitching for Cleveland, Brad Miller for Kansas City. Cincinnati Reds at home with St. Louis. Dakota Hudson pitching for the Cardinals against the Reds, Anthony DeSclafani. Lafani. John Thompson, who coached Georgetown to a national championship in 1984 and three Final Fours, passed away today at age 78. Thompson also coached the Hoyas to seven Big East titles and the 88 U.S. national team to a bronze medal at the Olympics. NHL playoffs tonight, Tampa Bay against Boston, Dallas against Colorado. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Getting fatter and angrier by the minute. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Monday. We have a brand new segment coming up at 5:34. It's called Yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah. You may be saying that after you hear this segment. I would also like to point out that we have fixed a glitch apparently, with the podcast. If you subscribe to the podcast of this show, now you will also get Common Man and T-Bone Weekend in your feed.
Yes, that is correct. That is a credit to Marco behind the scenes. Marco's been doing a lot of work behind the scenes to make that happen. But
don't give Marco any credit.
No, I can also tell you this. If you are someone who uses Spotify to get your podcasts and you've been disappointed not to see the fans' offerings on Spotify, well, good news. You can find all of our podcasts there, from this show's podcast to Morning Juice to Nerd Association and Bone and Beam United and Mad About Hoops and all the like specialty podcasts we do. All that stuff, it's all on there now on Spotify. There, so if you don't have an iPhone or you just don't prefer to use the Apple Podcast platform, Spotify is another good one, and you can go on there and subscribe.
And if you do listen to the podcast, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. We don't deserve 5 stars, but we'd like it anyway. Teddy reads all the ratings. He takes them very personally. And he's very excited about reading your rating.
That's what he does. He reads the reviews all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a lot of reading, and you know, sometimes I read like books about Genghis Khan or Napoleon, but a lot of times I'll just sit there and read the reviews.
It's a very interesting choices of books there.
Yikes! 534. Yikes. Yeah. Rundown.
Common Man and T-Bone's The Rundown. The Rundown.
T-Bone is reporting that the Buckeyes will be back at practice tomorrow, and the college football season, Big Ten version, will start up on October 3rd. So that's pretty quick.
All right.
You're reporting it, are you not?
I didn't report it. No, I told you.
Stand behind your source.
All right. Well, here's what's going to happen. If tomorrow there's no practice out anywhere at the Woody Hayes, and none of this happens, then I'm going to say what I said earlier, which is that, yeah, this is just a rumor I heard, nothing I've confirmed.
But if there is.
There you go. Oh, but if there's practice
if
tomorrow?
If there's practice, you better listen at 3 o'clock because you're going to hear T-Bone unzip his pants and just show it to all of you.
I will be Rick Riley on, was that Monday Night Football? I think they used to have Rick Riley on where he had the news about Big Ben, like, hurting his shoulder one time when everyone knew he hurt his shoulder because he had to leave the game, and then Rick Riley's like leaning across the table saying like, "All right, make sure you give me credit for that." That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to demand credit.
That's right.
That I reported it. But if not, just forget I ever said it. That's
all right. Buckeyes exactly right. Back at practice tomorrow. This according to T-Bone. Major League Baseball trade deadline came and went today at 4 o'clock. The Indians traded Mike Clevinger to the Padres. They got a haul of 6 players. By the way, Greg Allen and a player to be named later. Also go to the Padres, but they got a haul of 6 players. I have a problem with this, and I'll tell you why. Here are the 6 players, by the way. Right-handed pitcher Cal Quantrill, who is pitching out of the bullpen for San Diego. He's a fine arm. That he's 25 years old. They tried him in the rotation last year. He wasn't any good, but you get a nice little bullpen piece coming over for you. If you want to try and slide him in the rotation in the offseason, you can try and do that. Josh Naylor, who is a left fielder, who they say, and by they, I mean the people that love this trade, is a guy that just really doesn't have an opportunity in San Diego because their outfield is stacked. But now he'll have an opportunity to play in Cleveland, and he'll be Lou Gehrig. So Josh Naylor comes over. Austin Hedges, who is a catcher that does nothing for you. And now the prospects. You get Gabriel Arias, who is a shortstop prospect. He is the 7th-rated prospect. In Major League Baseball? No, in the Padres organization. Then you get left-handed pitcher Joey Cantillo, who is the 9th-rated prospect. In Major League Baseball? No, in the Padres system. And then you have a shortstop prospect, Owen Miller. So 2 shortstop prospects in this. He is the 10th-rated prospect. In Major League Baseball? No, in the Padres organization. So you didn't really get that stud prospect in return that I thought you could get from Mike Clevinger. Considering he's good, yes, he's a head case, and can be a pain in the ass and all that stuff. He's a very good pitcher. You have 2 years of control left on him after this season. Oh, and by the way, you're in first place, and you did nothing today to make your team better today. And if I'm an Indians fan, I'm pissed off again because I'm left holding the bag, crossing my fingers, hoping for prospects to turn out. And that shouldn't be the case right now.
Yeah, I feel like if this was something that was done in the offseason, like if a deal was just announced that, hey, they dealt Clevinger and they got a bunch of prospects back, people might still say, well, where's the big return on this? But it's the middle of the off season, and you might be able to justify it in your head of saying, well, they must believe in these pieces, and you know, we'll see what this team looks like next year, but hopefully they can all plug in and be very helpful. And that wouldn't feel the same as it does today, where, like you said, Mike, whatever happened to the Indians trying to understand that they are in a place where, especially in this offseason or in this current baseball season we're in, you have an opportunity, if you get to the playoffs, to make a run. It's going to be more chaotic than probably any postseason we've ever seen. And the fact you have such a short season gives a lot of teams an opportunity there, expanded playoffs. I don't know why they wouldn't have thought, let's just bolster it and try to win it all this year and add pieces. But no, this has become the fate of Indians fans. Whenever they hear about a deal with their team, they go, all right, which great player did we give up, and what did we get back in return for that great player? Was it enough to hopefully in a couple years keep us still floating along and being a playoff team? Because this team doesn't seem to want to make the moves ever to take you over the hump and get back to being a World Series contender like they were, you know, almost 4 or 5 years ago now. Like that, Mike Clevinger was the last pitcher from that team. Every pitcher from that roster is gone. Every single one now. And I'm not saying that that's why you have to keep Mike Clevinger. I'm just saying, like you brought up, you'd want to see a better return for that. And I don't think they got a good enough return.
Indians and Royals tonight, 8 o'clock. Ohio State defensive lineman Haskell Garrett was shot in the face this weekend. He has been released from the hospital today, so that's good. He had a gunshot wound through both cheeks. According to a report in The Athletic, apparently there was a situation, and I assume this is Haskell Garrett's version of the story, where he was out. He was, you know, in the wee hours or late night on Saturday night, and he saw a man and a woman getting into it, and he thought that the situation could get physical. So he stepped in and told the guy to back off. The guy then took a gun out and shot him in the face.
Oh.
He ran back to an apartment, Haskell Garrett did. The police so far don't know who the guy is. They have no suspects, but, you know, if this story is true, I assume it is, but, you know, who the hell knows? Hopefully they find this guy, they investigate who this is, and they charge him with attempted murder because he shot someone in the face.
Yeah, I would hope that justice gets served there. I hope they could find out who did this. But, yeah, I mean, good for Haskell Garrett, assuming the you know, information we've got there rings true. Like, you're trying to step into a situation and break up something that could become violent or dangerous for other people that maybe he doesn't even, it sounds like you may not even have known these people.
No, I think so, they were just strangers.
Right. So that sounds like being a good Samaritan. It sounds like trying to help. And, you know, again, we don't have all the facts here, but it does sound initially like, man, he was just trying to do something good to help someone out and to stop a situation from becoming bad. And then he got on the worst end of it. So, yeah, hopefully a speedy recovery for him. But good news today that he did get out of the hospital and it sounds like is obviously back, hopefully trying to recover here. But
he'll be at practice tomorrow, right, Bone?
Stop.
When Ohio State is practicing tomorrow,
all right. Yes,
he'll be there in a supportive role, obviously.
Uh-huh. That's right.
He's got a, you know, whole ass face, but
I don't know how you, well, two, because it went through both cheeks, I thought they said.
I think if he's a true Buckeye, he'll play.
Stop. Yeah, that's right. Mike, I would never question anyone who sits out, but if they do sit out, I have to question it. That's what I've kind of learned from the last couple weeks. All right. That's what's going on.
Speaking of someone who is skipping the college football season, LSU star receiver Ja'Marr Chase says he is opting out of the season. He's going to get ready for the draft. What type of player is he? Well, he was the best wide receiver in college football last year, had almost 1,800 yards, 1,780 to be exact, 20 touchdowns last year, won the Biletnikoff Award, which is given to the best receiver in the country. He is a no-doubt first-round draft pick, and he has decided to sit out this year and get ready for the draft.
Yeah, he had a monster season last year and probably could have sat out this season without coronavirus going on and still probably been a top-five pick in the draft. So, yeah, he is every draft expert will tell you he is the number one receiver on the board, and that's not probably going to change at all this season, no matter who plays or how often they play. Yeah, he's fantastic. So good for him, taking care of himself, doing what he's got to do. He's gonna make a lot of money in the NFL.
Just a reminder, T-Bone says that the Buckeyes will be back at practice tomorrow, and the Big Ten season will start up on October 3rd.
Hey,
don't talk over the music.
Yeah. I actually have some news that is coming down that is pertaining to the Big Ten season, but it's not that.
Are you breaking it?
No, Adam Rittenberg just tweeted something out. Would you like me to give that to you, or would you like to come back and me give that to you? There's some news about the vote that we've all been wondering about.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
Don't do the music when I'm talking. How about that? Adam Rittenberg has some news.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
I hate you. I hate you very much. Yeah. Do you want this news? Or you want me to wait?
Yes, I want it. Go ahead.
All right. Adam Rittenberg tweeted out: Big Ten presidents and chancellors voted 11-3. To postpone the fall season, the league confirms in a brief responding to the Nebraska players' lawsuit. Brief also outlines that decision based on multiple medical factors applying to all 14 schools. Two groups of experts advised the league. So,
why does it take a lawsuit?
Well, I don't know.
To get school presidents on the record.
For everyone who was out here saying, like, they never voted. There was no vote. You're insane if you think the Big Ten didn't vote on this. And we said at the time, of course they voted in some way, shape, or form. Are they going to have a paper trail of it? Are they going to let everyone in on that decision? Maybe not.
Well, they should.
Yes, they should. But this idea that they clearly didn't, and all these like Facebook bloggers that were telling you that it didn't happen, are obviously wrong.
Right,
this
has been filed. Does it say who the three is?
No, this was filed in a court of law. So it's the Big Ten going on the record in a legal sense to say that it was 11-3. I mean, I have my guess on who the three were. Like Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State would be my first. Through Nebraska. I mean, hell, Nebraska's been saying they were talking.
I bet you Ohio State's one of the 11. This is school presidents. This is not ADs.
No, I know it's school presidents, but I thought that Ohio State had gone on record saying that they were for playing. I thought. I could be wrong.
I know Gene said that, but.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's been a little twisted world the last few months, Mike. I don't know if I can keep it all straight. But here's what I know. It did not ever ring true that they would make a decision like this and not vote on it. And everyone who was throwing that out there with no information, well, here you go. The Big Ten is either lying to a court or they're telling you, yeah, we had a vote. It was 11-3. It was overwhelming not playing this year. Now, why they couldn't share that with the general public? That's because
they're spineless.
Yeah, spineless or stupid. Because then the next question is, well, like you just said, who are the 11 and who are the three? And we're all going to guess on that. They wanted to avoid that. Well, now that's out there. We're all going to guess on it. But the reality is they did vote on it. So let's just stop with that stupid narrative.
Potentially some positive injury news for the Browns coming up next. And T-Bone breaks some more news, this time about the rapture. So there you go.
The rapture. Yeah, the breaking news.
Breaking
is,
a ton of news today.
I got this from a source that says the Lord will come like a thief in the night, Mike. No man will know the time nor place. So. That's sources. Hashtag sources. I don't want to, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You're going to find an accident causing slowdowns on Alum Creek Drive at Livingston Avenue. This is an injury accident. Please be cautious over here as they continue to work things clear. Plan about a 5 to 10 minute slowdown in the meantime as traffic continues to build. This traffic report is sponsored by Wendy's. Wendy's is adding more spicy chicken you crave to the 4 for 4 squad with the addition of their new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. Snag it with nugs, fries, and a drink. Meal deal for value items only. Price and participation may vary. I'm Leah Ray with Span Traffic.
I fill this pickup at BP with Amoco Ultimate. We'll go up to 25 miles further per tank on the highway than with regular fuel.
Up to 25 miles?
Yep, we're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
I just said.
We're gonna make it!
Drive up to 25 miles further per tank with Amoco Ultimate with Invigorate. Available at BP and Amoco stations. Based on median difference between 93 octane Amoco Ultimate and 87 octane minimum detergent E10 fuels and late model full-size half-ton pickup trucks using EPA highway driving cycle. Assumes 100% of fuel and tank will be used. Results will vary based on what you drive, how you drive, and other factors.
At Diamonds Direct right now, there's nothing standing in your way of owning that magnificent piece of jewelry. Nothing. No down payment and no finance charges for 5 whole years. People are driving for hours to do this. On any purchase, just take that amazing Diamonds Direct price, divide by 60, and that's your payment. It's a smart way to buy. Keep your money in your pocket and still get that amazing ring or band or bracelet. Even that bigger diamond. 5 years, zero interest on any purchase on approved credit. Only at Diamonds Direct.
On Polaris Parkway.
Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen. Our Roosters family would like to thank all of our loyal Roosters guests who have supported us during these challenging times. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to keep our team members employed. We are striving to do everything we can to keep you and our team safe. Find a location near you at roosterswings.com. Roosters, a fun, casual joint.
I pledge.
I pledge.
We pledge.
I pledge to do it
every day.
For myself.
For my boyfriend.
My girlfriend.
My husband.
My wife.
For fun.
For the challenge. The connection.
The romance.
For us.
I pledge.
We pledge to do it
every day. And see what happens. Join the community of people just like you who have taken the pledge to do it every day. And get inspired at Lion's Den, the official store of pleasure, passion, and romance.
At Fifth Third Bank, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Just look at our name, Fifth Third. Five-thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we're obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service, to our security solutions, to providing our customers access to one of the largest networks of fee-free partner ATMs with over 50,000 nationwide, this is banking a Fifth Third better.
Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Rothman and Ice.
I do love college football, so if you're telling me that I'm going to get something, even though, of course, we want Ohio State and the rest of the Big Ten to play, I'm going to take that.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by your local Pella Window Showroom.
The Fan.
Now at Panera Bread, get a U-Pick 2 for $8.98 every day. Choose from a classic menu of half sandwiches and salads, a cup of soup, or small mac and cheese to craft your perfect meal. Like a Chipotle chicken avocado melt with broccoli cheddar soup, a bacon turkey bravo with a Caesar salad, or a spicy Thai salad with 10 vegetable soup. You pick any two of our classic favorites and make a You Pick 2 you'll love for $8.98 every day. Panera, food as it should be. Restrictions apply.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness. End the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default. End the madness. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herder at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290 today. Or visit online at markherder.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Tom Zawistowski, president of the We the People Convention. Have you seen pictures of those pro-Trump boating regattas? Well, we want to do something like that in your county, but on land. We're calling them Trump Train Road Rallies, where a bunch of people decorate their cars and trucks with Trump flags and signs and then drive all over your county showing everyone that we the people support Trump's re-election. Sound like fun? It is. Go to FreeOhioNow.com for details. That's FreeOhioNow.com. Get your county on the Trump train today.
Roll out refreshed with Maaco. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Maaco.com. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by Hinderer Motorsports. Catch the stupidity weekdays from 3 to 6. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Let me tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. It's been hot outside lately. I sure hope your window's keeping all that cool air inside, because if they're not, well, you're just wasting money. And it's time to call my guys and gals at Universal Windows Direct. They have a world-class triple-pane window. It's energy efficient and, best of all, affordable. And check out this offer. You can buy one window and get one window free and no payments and no interest for 12 whole months. Give them a call now, 614-502-5220, or click UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Tell them Common Man sent you. Tell them T-Bone said. Buckeyes back at practice tomorrow.
By the way, Mike, speaking of windows, we did get that window into what was going on with the Big Ten that I just talked about in the last segment.
Yeah.
Nicole Auerbach has an article that came out on The Athletic 13 minutes ago.
Red's daughter.
No, I don't. Well, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, this is going into more detail about that vote. It was filed today in court. The Big Ten said they did have a vote on whether or not to cancel the season. It was the presidents and chancellors of all the universities in the Big Ten, and that vote was 11-3 to postpone the fall college football season due to health and safety concerns tied to COVID-19. This is according to a brief and two sworn affidavits filed by the league on Monday. The affidavits were signed by Kevin Warren and Northwestern president Morton Shapiro, the chairman of the league's council of presidents and chancellors. So this is the president of the presidents and the league commissioner both signing court documents saying there was a vote and it was 11-3. Now, I still maintain Kevin Warren and the Big Ten completely miscalculated in the rollout of this decision and the anticipation of what people would do when given this information. And he may have even completely bungled the idea that there may have been other conferences that were going to join them and then at the last minute said, nope, never mind, you guys do that, we're playing. Maybe that's even what happened with the SEC and ACC and Big 12. I don't know. But I've always thought from the start it was ludicrous to assume that they would cancel a football season based on Kevin Warren going, I don't know, guys, seems kind of unsafe. What do you think? And then just canceling the football season in his first year. Now you have some concrete proof. The Big Ten voted on it. They voted 11-3, so it was pretty unanimous. Three schools said they wanted to play. Everyone else said, no, we shouldn't. I think that's pretty crystal clear.
No, I think it's pretty crystal clear, too. But my whole issue has been, and again, I don't necessarily disagree with the sentiment. I've said this a million times. But my whole point is, you have these chancellors and presidents that are in charge of institutions of higher learning, and they don't have the stones to come forward and say, this is why I voted this way. To me, that's astonishing. Dude, that you can just hide behind your little cloak of secrecy and have Kevin Warren. I know that's Kevin Warren's job, but you're just going to hide behind it and say, I don't know. How many of these people have been asked for comment and quotes? Every single one of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's the thing. So, like, the president of Minnesota, Joan Gable, her comments were some of the ones that got people stirred up on this because she was asked if there was a vote by a member of the press, I'd like to point out, not by a lawyer, not in a court of law. She was asked by a member of the press, hey, did you guys vote? And Joan Gable said, we didn't vote per se. It's a deliberative process where we came to a decision together, but I absolutely support the decision that we came to, safety first, absolutely safety first. That quote, I'm sure, to an academic who, and I don't know, Joan Gable may be the biggest football fan in the world. I have no idea. But Joan Gable is tasked with running a multifaceted university system. Right? State universities are not exactly little tiny enclaves where there's just a few hundred faculty. There are thousands of people employed by this school. There are hospital systems attached to these things. There's all kinds of stuff going on under the umbrella of school president for these large institutions. And I'm sure when someone asks Joan Gable about a football season and she says, oh, I mean, it was a vote. I don't know. We didn't like push a button and have a voting system with secret balloting. She probably is saying we're all on this call and we all came to a pretty clear agreement. This is not going to work. We cannot play this season. And maybe there was a head count of the yays and nays, but it sounds like in her mind that didn't constitute a vote. Obviously, to Kevin Warren and the president of the presidents of the university, it did. And I thought at the time when I read her quotes, all right, this is someone who's not being asked to go legally on the record. This is someone who's being asked in the public. And she's probably thinking, I got a million other things to worry about. Yeah, we didn't have a vote, but we all agree. Like, because she doesn't want to go on the record and say, I voted no.
There were three people that didn't agree.
Okay, so we mostly agree.
But how do we not get any insight to the process?
I don't know. I know why I think. I think the reason is because, like you saw with Joan Gable, and I'm sure you would get, if you could get every president on the record, none of them want to have the headache of saying, I voted no.
But that's your job.
It's your job
to deal with the headache. Stand behind your convictions.
I agree. But it's the job of lots of people to answer questions when they're paid millions and millions of dollars, and yet how many companies have a spokesperson, right? I mean, you could make that same argument with CEOs and people who run all these giant corporations, and they hire spokespeople who are not paid nearly what those people are to go out and take all the bullets and to talk and to say, yes, I know we made this unpopular decision.
And some will argue that's what a school president is, too. A fundraiser and a spokesperson.
You're exactly
right. And all those
right.
other jobs that you talked about, yes, they have to do them. They're not doing them all.
No, but they have to make decisions on them. And
you're
what
right,
I'm saying
they do,
is
and they should come public with their decisions.
Yes, they should. They should stand by those decisions. What I'm saying is I can see how some of these presidents might say, I could see how they miscalculated and said, canceling football is going to be a big deal to some people, but everyone pretty much understands there's a pandemic. And I think they probably miscalculated from this sense because they're getting, you don't think the president of a university is getting pretty good intel on what the virus is doing in their county, state, region. They're getting all that stuff. They got to figure out if they can move in, you know, 6 to 10 to 12,000 students or whatever they have on their dorms. You know, they have to figure out how they're going to get all their employees in and out. They got a million other things that are being given to them to look over to see, all right, here's how it's going on campus. So I'm sure they're looking at all that information and saying, yeah, football, any fall sport's going to be tough this year. Look at all this info we got. And so I think that's their short-sightedness, was they didn't realize that the public is not able to keep up with the day-to-day briefings that they're getting on how coronavirus is going. And I think they just flat-out miscalculated and thought, like Kevin Warren said, we didn't know there'd be this big of a problem. That's egregious. That's stupid. That's stupid.
Oh, my God.
That's the part where Kevin Warren just completely stepped in it. You have to know that.
And his
job is to tell those presidents, guys, if we don't come out with a very clear reasoning and message, this is going to blow up in our face. And I'm either they just flat out don't understand the landscape, or they thought everyone was doing it. That's the only two explanations I can come up with, is even Kevin Warren is not fit for the job, and maybe that's just the case. Probably is. Or they thought the Big 12, ACC, SEC were all going to do the same thing, and they thought we won't have to explain it, because everyone's going to be doing this. We're going to have a league-wide shutdown, more or less. Right. And then suddenly, half the league decided, no, we're still playing.
I have some positive injury news for the Browns, and our brand new segment, Yikes, is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. You'll find an earlier accident has cleared from Elm Creek Drive at Livingston Avenue. All lanes are now open in that area, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. Plan about a 5 to 10 residual backup as traffic continues to build. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has everything to start the school year right at amazing prices. This week, spend $30 and get an 8-ounce bottle of Mellow hand sanitizer free when you mention this offer at checkout. And September 5th, in-store only while supplies last. See staples.com/free sanitizer for details. Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Fan Traffic brought to you by Peak Performance for Men. Fix your erectile dysfunction problems today with no surgery, no needle, and no pain. Call them today, 614-739-8181.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize. Or go on to win the season-long grand prize. A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
Thinking about new flooring in your home or business? GGC Flooring has you covered. The GGC Flooring family has a great selection, better pricing, and better service than the competition. We really don't need to say any more, but we'll keep going. Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl, they have it all. And they offer free in-home estimates and can even do next-day installs on some purchases. Check them out online at ggcflooring.com or come by the showroom just east of downtown. And when you think flooring, think GGC Flooring.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts, I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too, But the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-338-2020. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. That's 844-338-2020. LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
One word to describe Anthony Rothman? Dogs. No, golf. It's probably dogs. One word to describe Matty Ice? LeBron.
Maybe hot sauce.
LeBron covered in hot sauce.
Thanks, sugar.
Matty's pants just exploded. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Amazon is now offering sign-on bonuses starting at $250 for a variety of roles near you. Now's your chance to earn even more. Sign-on bonuses offered on seasonal, part, and full-time jobs in West Jefferson. All you have to do is apply. Go to Amazon.com/OhioJobs. That's Amazon.com/OhioJobs. Applicable on start dates between September 6th and October 3rd. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Brewster's is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen. Our Brewster's family would like to thank all of our loyal Brewster's guests who have supported us during these challenging times. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to keep our team members employed. We are striving to do everything we can to keep you and our team safe. Find a location near you at roosterswings.com. Brewster's, a fun, casual joint.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Does your water smell or taste bad? Do you have a chalky white residue on your glasses or silverware? Well, if so, that's because you've got some funk in your water, and Kinetico wants to help you get the funk out of your water right now. For a very limited time, you can get $1,000 off a Kinetico Premier Series water softener or $700 off the revolutionary K5 drinking water station, the one I have in my house. Visit KineticoColumbus.com for more info. And tell them T-Bone said to get the funk out of your water. With Kinetico.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
The only radio station allowing one of their hosts to talk about human flesh consumption.
Okay, probably not the best idea.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Like a sports drink, but for that part of you that's thirsty for fart jokes. Back to Man and Bone.
Our brand new segment, Yikes, is coming up in mere moments. Adam Rittenberg reporting that the three schools to say we still want to play the college football season, Nebraska, Iowa, and Ohio State.
Wow.
There you go.
All right. So OSU was one of the three that said we want to play.
That's there's nothing confirmed on that. He says league sources tell ESPN that Nebraska, Ohio State, and Iowa.
And I mean, those would, the source those would make is Gene some sense. Yeah, now it's going to be a race to be one of the sources to say, no, we voted. And then, look, the Big Ten could have cleared all this up by, I don't blame anyone for filing these lawsuits. I think it's good that they got this info. I can't believe the Big Ten wouldn't want this info out there. You've made one of the biggest decisions your conference has ever made. Why in the world would you not want people to know how everyone voted? And the only, like I said, the only answer is because you've got presidents who are spineless and just didn't think it would be that big of a deal. Maybe clueless is the other thing they are too. I don't know.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's Kevin Warren's job, is to tell them, hey, if you guys don't put this out there, this is going to be a bad deal for everyone. So let's put the info out there.
Here's some positive Brownie news for you. When last I left you, like over a week ago, it looked like Mac Wilson was going to be dead with a knee injury. But he got a second opinion, and apparently he's not dead, and he could return without surgery in 4 to 6 weeks. that he's got the hyperextended knee, but there's no ligament damage, and he should be good to go. So that's good, I guess.
All right. Yeah, that is. I mean, right now this defense has already got me figuring the Browns are going to have to score 40 a game to try to win every week. So let's hope that they can get
Why are you so negative on your team?
What do you mean, why am I so? Because everybody got hurt. They've had everybody getting carted off with Achilles tears and knee injuries. And
the good news is they're going to score 50 points a game.
Yeah, right. I'm saying if they can put the offense together, I think that they will. Maybe that won't matter. But, yeah, they're going to need that offense to click early and often.
Click. All right. I have no open for this segment. So.
All right. So let's jump right in.
It's called Yikes. Hey, everybody. Yikes. Which, by the way, I think every time we say yikes, that sound needs to play.
I don't know if I'm on board with that, but we can try it out.
Yikes! All right, I'll start off.
All right.
Christian Yelich won the MVP in 2018, finished second last year, probably would have won it if he wasn't ouchie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've checked on him so far this season, but he's hitting 195. Yikes! The Brew, by the way, have been very disappointing. They're three games under 500, and their team batting average? Team batting average 211. Yikes. Hey. All right, Bone.
Gross.
You're up.
My first yikes is going to go to Quinn Snyder, who's the Utah Jazz head coach. His team got torched by Jamal Murray of the Nuggets for 50 points, 42 points, and then another 50-point game last night. These are all in games where you had almost, you essentially had this team up against the wall, the Nuggets, and the Jazz could not figure out, hey, maybe this guy's going for 50 points a night. Maybe we should double-team him. Maybe we should throw everybody at him just to get him off his game. Maybe we should try to foul him a little bit more. No double-teams. They kind of let him get what he want. And he scored 50 last night in an elimination game, forcing Game 7. If they don't figure that out, the Jazz are going to be the ones blowing the dreaded 3-1 lead in the playoffs. Yikes.
Teddy?
All right. Austin Peay, they played in the first college football game over the weekend, and they lost to Central Arkansas. Well, the Governors, they did not dress their top three long snappers due to them most likely having COVID-19. Well, they used a linebacker as their emergency snapper, and he was terrible. He bounced snaps or he sailed them over the head of the punter. So they had to adjust by having their quarterback just quick kick out of the shotgun formation. Yikes!
Yikes.
But they were playing football.
Yeah, they were.
Let's do some more bad baseball. The Boston Red Sox are 10 games under 500 and 11.5 games out of first. Yikes. The Arizona Diamondbacks are 1-10 in their last 11 games. Yikes. The Angels are 11 games under 500, and Shohei Ohtani is hitting 181. His on-base percentage is 277, which is 13th on the Angels. Yikes. All you
yikes
bone.
Is right.
Yeah.
My second yikes is Rob Manfred. Yesterday, last week, if you missed this, he had a situation where supposedly he wanted the Mets and the Marlins to go out on the field, do a quick little sign of protest, leave for an hour, and then come back and play the game. Then later, we learned this because Brody Van Wagenen, the
I thought that
Mets
was
general manager,
well.
Then Brody Van Wagenen, he was caught on a hot mic saying it was Manfred. And then later they came out and said, no, this is the Wilpons. Brody got it wrong. And everybody walked it back. But the reality is you cannot unwalk this back. Brody Van Wagenen said about Rob Manfred in that hot mic moment where he didn't know the mics were on, quote, from a leadership perspective, Rob doesn't get it. And I think that is probably going to go on any summation of Rob Manfred's career. His tenure as commissioner of baseball has been terrible. Rob Manfred in general, yikes.
All right, Teddy.
All right, I'm going to the entertainment world here with you. I just heard this interview over the weekend with Orlando Bloom, and it was from last year, but this was the first time I had heard it. And he was talking about how the Lord of the Rings movies, those were his first movies that he ever did. And, of course, you know, he would go on to fame and all the Pirates movies and everything. But for that movie, which made $1 billion, he made $175,000. Yikes.
Yikes, really?
That was it for the first movie, yes.
He's not getting any royalties off that?
No, he said that the second and third ones, he made a little bit more cash on him. But that first one, that was just his first really big time of appearance. Right. So that's all he got.
Wow, that's amazing that he only made $175,000 from that. I'm floored.
I will stick with the entertainment world here. I watched Little Women this weekend. Mm. I've grown to enjoy the period pieces. And you know my love for the teenage soap operas, so let me live. Florence Pugh, I think is how we're saying her name. She plays one of the little women, and I find her to be super hot. So I know nothing about her, so I looked her up, only to find that she's in a relationship with Zach Braff. Scrub sucks. And she was born in 1996. I don't know what I expected, but yikes! I felt like I was about 100. Zach Braff, by the way, older than I am. So let him live. And being born in 1996 also makes you 24 years old. Yikes!
Scrubs does not suck. How dare you?
Sucks! Yikes!
The third yikes for me is not a person, place, or a thing. It's an idea. It's whenever the masks come off, when we can go back to a store or a public outing and not wear masks, whenever that is, it's going to be a big problem for me, and maybe some of you are in the same boat, because the amount of like bleep talking that I'm doing right now under the mask, it is heavy. Like, I'm shocked myself how much crap I am talking to just general humans as I walk by. And it's become habitual where I don't even realize I'm doing it. It's covered up under the mask. I think I'm getting louder because a few times I've seen people look over and then I've realized, oh no, they might have heard me.
You're
called
becoming
an idiot.
Tim Hall.
Right. And the problem is when the mask comes off, I don't think I'm going to remember that the first few trips to the store. So whenever I go to the store, there may be some passive aggressive name calling and then yikes.
That's it. Go ahead, oh, Teddy.
Teddy, no, any more?
Well, waiting on you.
I have one more. I thought you were going to.
No.
All right. Sorry. Well, you'll like this one. Someone I follow on Twitter, they posted pictures of this fantastic-looking Detroit-style pizza that had spicy salami on it. Mmm. This thing looked delicious, Bone. I'm telling you, it was fantastic. Uh-huh. But then I noticed they added caramelized onions to it. Who puts onions on a pizza and just ruins it? Yikes!
Yeah, I agree with that.
What is the matter?
I'm with you, Ted.
Let me tell you something, you idiot.
I'm with Ted.
If you tasted this pizza, your pants would fly right off your body. And you'd be saying, those, you know, I spent an hour and a half working on those onions. That was the highest energy thing of that entire pie.
Just take it.
Take it. I'm not taking your yikes.
Just take it. Just take it. You got to. That's a rule on yikes. I think, I don't know if you knew that. Got to just take
it. All right. Scale 1 to 10. How annoying was that segment? And should I keep playing the boing?
Yes, keep playing.
Play the boing. I think we definitely need music, but that's okay. We just decided to do this today. So next week we'll have some kind of intro, I assume.
Okay, if only someone was in charge of making the intros.
You should call those people and tell them to do it.
Yikes! Backpage is coming up. We have crosstalk with Chops tonight, kids.
Yes! I mean,
yikes! My dream has come true. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. We're going to find some slow traffic on I-70 eastbound between Livingston Avenue and US 33. Plan about a 5-minute delay in that area. And traffic is backed up on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East Split. Another 5-minute slowdown over there as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Wendy's. Wendy's is adding more spicy chicken you crave to the 4-for-4 squad with the addition of their new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. Snag it with nugs, fries, and a drink. Meal deal for value items only. Price and participation may vary. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
It's pro football time, and the Fan and Bud Light want to make it more exciting. Join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League. Pick your teams every week, and you could win the weekly prize. Or go on to win the season-long grand prize. A Bud Light man cave, including a 65-inch smart TV, new furniture, a kegerator, neon Bud Light sign, and a cool customized Ohio license plate sign. Visit 971thefan.com to join the Bud Light Pro Football Pick'em League and enjoy season-long fun and maybe win a man cave and more.
Yeah!
Georgia Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified risk-free without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
The Buckeye Show.
Twitter knows that I want to look at your likes. I don't like any of those tweets because I don't want to look like I'm some kind of horn dog.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Moomoo Express Car Wash.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
Welcome to Tire Discounters. Oh, hiya, Phantom.
I'm worried, Mike.
Yeah?
With all that's going on in the world, people are forgetting about the importance of alignment.
I know. What, with Michelin's up to 150 off? Well,
that's not what
and
I...
And Cooper's. You can save up to $220 on those right now.
A free alignment with standard four-tire installation is too important to... Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, up to 150 off Michelin's and up to 220 off Cooper's, plus a free alignment.
Alignment. So crucial.
Phantom, 6 feet apart.
Buying new windows and doors for your home is something you want to do only once. Bobby Carpenter here for your local Pella Windows and Doors. When you choose Pella, you know you're getting superior products, whether it's their number one wood-rated windows and patio doors or their vinyl series that are 83% stronger than ordinary vinyl products. Plus, Pella has a great sale going on right now. 50% off installation or take advantage of 48 months no-interest financing. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaColumbus.com.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default? End the madness. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herder at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0, that's 444-5290 today, or visit online at markherder.com.
Find us on the Twitter machine at 971TheFan and vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
There's no wrong answers, but plenty of dumb ones.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour tonight on a very special Blossom and Buckeye Show. Hosting the Buckeye Show is Chops. I'm saying Chops like, of course you know who Chops is. He's like Madonna. The one-word wonder. Chops. Mark Finch. How do you want to go, by the way? Are you going to go as Chops or Mark Finch?
Well, first off, hi.
Hi.
I think I'm going to go by Chops. I might drop a Mark Finch at the beginning just for my mom, but I think I'm going to go by Chops. That's what most people know me. That's what most people refer to me as. So I think I'm going to stick with Chops.
I'm excited for this tonight. What's your percentage of excitement to you got a little turtle head popping out?
I've been saying all day that I'm a little excited but a little nervous. I think the excitement's there. It's really cool that we have like a developing breaking story right before my first Buckeye show. So that's something we were already kind of going to touch on, but now we've got like actual details to it.
Are you talking about the news that T-Bone broke today, that Ohio State's starting practice tomorrow and the season's going to start on the 3rd of October?
That's yes, right. T-Bone, the most respected reporter in college football.
Thank you for recognizing my greatness, Chops. I appreciate that. And recognizing my ambition, which I have a lot of, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Is that all you have to say to Chops today? You have no word of advice for him or guidance for him today?
I will say to Chops, like, so is this your first time hosting, like, getting paid to host a radio show? I know you've hosted shows in college, but as far as your job says host a radio show and they're going to give you a paycheck, is this the first time that's happened?
Yeah, I've done a few play-by-play gigs with, like, Big Ten, Network Student U and stuff when I was in school, but that's obviously, like, game stuff. So as far as just, like, a talk show, this will be my first paid gig for a talk show. And it kind of feels like I'm, like the team manager on a basketball team and it's senior night and they're just letting me go out there. So I hope I'm the team manager that like knocks down five threes and not the one who just gets run over by the competition.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. It's like my first paid gig in this business was talking over songs for 12 seconds at a time. Yours is doing a 2-hour radio show. And, yeah, I could see how that'd be a little more daunting.
Yeah, but, you know, Chops is not fresh off the turnip truck.
You're right.
He's been working here for a long time. He produces Bishop and Laurinaitis here on The Fan and does a fantastic job. So, you know, I have the utmost faith in Chops tonight. And I'll be listening, not to hear you screw up and laugh.
Thanks.
But because I believe in you.
I will tell you this, too. And, Mike, you missed this last week. So Nerd Association, which Chops hosts with Daniel Barnett, one of our other, news guys that works at The Fan, they do a nerd podcast every week. It's really good. You should go listen to it. I highly recommend the Hamilton episode because J-Lo, Chops' fiance, was a guest host on that episode, and it's one of the best I've ever heard. But also, last week, Chops had me on to talk about Batman stuff, and Timmy Hall got very angry that he did not get the invite, that I was invited and not him. So that made it
maybe because Chops wanted to talk on his own podcast.
Yeah, well, and now I've just taken over for Tim because, as you pointed out when I did a practice segment with Tim, it's just basically the Tim Hall Hour. So if I was just, you know, hosting with Tim on the Buckeye Show, I wouldn't have had a chance to talk anyway. So it's good to get it in and do it with Matty Andrews.
That's right. Matty Andrews is going to be on the show tonight. So you briefly talked about, you know, you'll talk about the vote that became public, not so public today. 11-3 is what we learned. The Big Ten presidents and chancellors voted. But what else is coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
We're going to go over the parents' protest that was held at the Horseshoe this Saturday. Dan Hope's also going to join us at 6:33 to go over some of that. He was there, so that's good. High school football recap, what did it look like? Matt Andrews called his first game this weekend, Reynoldsburg and Gahanna Lincoln. So what does that look like in the time of COVID-19? And a little thing called You'll See. Did I do that right?
Oh, I like how you stole Tim's thing. He's going to love that. He's going to be a big fan of that.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour with Chops and Matt Andrews right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, you are aware of Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Look at him.
Yeah, that's right. Brock Lesnar's one of the original look at him guys in WWE. Well, Brock Lesnar has been in contract negotiations with the WWE, I guess, for a little bit of time. And it's gone on long enough that his current deal with the WWE has run out. So Brock Lesnar right now is a free agent.
We got him! No, we didn't get him! We didn't sign him to a contract!
That's right. So could Brock Lesnar make his way over to AEW? Could he show up on an AEW show and just blow everything wide open? That would be quite the deal if he shows up on the competing wrestling show. That'd be like old school, you know, Monday Night Wars between Nitro and Raw. I don't think that's likely, but Brock Lesnar, the free agent, is sitting out there waiting to be had by some wrestling company. We'll see who decides to pay him millions of dollars to show up and do 6 matches a year. I can't wait to find out who it is. Next up, this is a weird story. So Loretta Lynn, country music legend, she's 88 years young, let her live. She was in Tennessee over the weekend, and apparently she was at a renewal of vows for, I think, a daughter or son of hers. I'm not exactly sure. It says her Ernie and Crystal got renewed their vows, okay? They're having a ceremony. Pastor was there. They did this little deal, and apparently there was some kind of little gig that was being played at the same time. Well, Kid Rock was at this festival, this gig. Again, I don't know how this is happening in the world of COVID, but apparently it was. And so Kid Rock and Loretta Lynn have apparently a thing where they have joked about getting married before. So over the weekend, they got married by a pastor. Now, it's, you know, just a sentimental thing. It's not going to have any legal lasting value here, I guess. But he proposed to her live on the stage. So there you go. Loretta Lynn and Kid Rock married. Let them live.
Thank you, Bone. You're welcome, man. Buckeye Show is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Some slowdowns to watch out for on the roads right now. You're going to find some slow traffic on I-70 eastbound between Livingston and US 33. Plan on some backups in that area. And more slowdowns on I-70 westbound between Miller and the 71 East split. Another 5-minute delay in that area. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has everything to start the school year right at amazing prices. This week, a 2-pack of Elmer's Blue Sticks, a 24-pack of Crayola Crayons, and comic books are just 50 cents each. Offer ends September 5th while supplies last. Limit 30. Limits vary online. Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Thinking about new flooring in your home or business? GGC Flooring has you covered. The GGC Flooring family has a great selection, better pricing, and better service than the competition. We really don't need to say any more, but we'll keep going. Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl, they have it all. And they offer free in-home estimates and can even do next-day installs on some purchases. Check them out online at ggcflooring.com or come by the showroom just east of downtown. And when you think flooring, think GGC Flooring. Things that are better new. Underwear, gum, cars, and trucks. At Dick Masheter Ford, we have plenty of new cars and trucks, and we'll take care of all your automotive needs. How about up to $13,000 off a new Ford? Yep, we can sell at a lower price than anyone because we keep our overhead incredibly low. And we are the only Ford dealership to offer complimentary unemployment protection on every